North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it's my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
North State Now is a magazine-formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Alvey from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour now, time for our weekly overview. On behalf of the DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who are here to discuss me and you, the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of Veterans Day, November the 8th to the 12th, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and things that are nuanced in our conversations have been either through the course of the week or we find ourselves as we get to the end of the week. Some of the focus changes a little bit because we know a little bit more at the end of the week, hopefully, than we did at the beginning of the week. So let me go through the story list and the people list and then pick out some of the things that I think are worthy of our attention. Veterans Day, the VA issues, number 10. Certainly, I think for me, it would have been, I would put it up on the list a little more, but that's, I'm not Talkers Magazine. Foreign affairs, especially our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The Astroworld tragedy and what that all means. I suppose maybe that could be coupled with Rust and the controversy about that. But I think, well, let's talk about it when we get there. The immigration situation, number 7. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is 6. Climate discussions and what went on or is going on at the summit, number 5. The political realities of the world or our world in America, number 4. Investigation into January 6th. Man, this thing is, talk about beating a dead horse. Wow. Number 2, the COVID vaccine discussion, mask discussion, mandate discussion wrapped around Aaron Rodgers in part, and what's going on in schools. Number 1, inflation, the proposals for fixing our infrastructure, the supply chain, and how things are breaking down. They're all part of the economy. So that's it. Those are the stories. Number 10 on the people list is Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Kyle Rittenhouse is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Whoopee. Aaron Rodgers, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Kamala Harris is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. I think more people are talking about Kamala Harris here. She's in it's crickets wherever she goes now. All right, so.
Well, she's in France this week. That's why she's on the list.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Veterans Day, VA issues, the whole business about how we treat. I mean, this is, again, maybe beating a dead horse, but it still needs to have our focus because nobody seems to be addressing these issues, although the White House did say this week there was a new strategy to identify and treat health issues in veterans. Especially the ones who have been exposed to chemical hazards, environmental hazards, that sort of thing, physical hazards. Well, I mean, that is the definition of a soldier, right? Being exposed to physical hazards, especially if you're out in the theater of war. That's mm-hmm. what you're signing up for, in part. So the Department of Veterans Affairs recognizing that certain illnesses present differently with veterans, and so we ought to do more. I mean, this is the same. You go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange, for example. How many guys who were in that theater didn't know what they're being exposed to and have died a horrible death because it just ravaged people's bodies with cancer, that kind of stuff.
It's horrible.
And because you can't sue the government, right? You can't sue as much as we'd all like to sometimes over various infractions. This is one of them. So anyway, Biden said that the new effort focuses on increasing the VA's ability to identify connections between health hazards and disabilities. Okay, so after you recognize them, what do you do about it? Isn't
well,
that the question?
Well, I think identify meaning to get better treatment, because, like you said, if you are exposed to it, the cancer may not show up immediately.
Mm-hmm.
So I would assume that it means more preventative care and just treatment in general for it. It's a horrible side
but
effect.
Shouldn't there be, when we this whole business about infrastructure and the better buy, build, or whatever that thing is called that they've...
Build back better.
Build back better, that too. Shouldn't this be as important as that stuff in terms of what Congress
I think it should
is?
Be more important.
Yeah.
Our veterans really get a tough time.
Short end of the
stick. Especially, I think maybe since Vietnam, when people came home, people threw things at them and
yeah.
spit at them.
Right.
And, you know, I think we lost some respect for our military during that time in our nation's history.
And it wasn't their fault. It was Nixon's fault and LBJ's fault. And
they
the people were running the
orders.
Defense Department, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
it's like,
so
what are you supposed to do? Just walk off the job, you'll end up dead. You stay with your team. And then I think there's already a stigma on mental health. So for men, especially when men come back and they have seen war or they've lost someone close to them in the military, I think you see a lot of people who don't either have access or who don't take the stuff that's available to them to help them. And so there was a big story out here in California where I'm in Los Angeles. There's a big piece of land, and Doug, I know you spend time out here, so you may have seen it. It's on the west side, your neck of the woods. And there's a big VA property out there that has a
yep.
lot of land around
right
it.
Right on the 405, yep. Yeah.
And what's really stunning is that there were all kinds of homeless veterans. And the reason that you knew that is that they had signs on the outside of their, like, encampments. They had flags hung up on the outside of their tents, just living on the street outside of the VA. And so it has they're preparing Los Angeles for the Olympics, and God forbid we have some veterans on the side of the road where people might see them. You know, everybody wants to sweep them under the rug when companies coming. And so they just moved them onto this property, which they were supposed to do years ago. It was given to the VA specifically for this reason, to house these homeless vets that have come home. But for many of these guys, they receive dishonorable discharges for whatever reason, and they don't get the services of the VA, so they just sort of camp with their other people on the outside of the perimeter, essentially.
Well, it's right on Whistler Boulevard. It's not like it was hidden from view. And the land
yeah.
that we're talking about is very valuable land, and some people say, well, we should move them to Los Angeles City Center or something because this land is too valuable. We should tear all the veterans' buildings down here and put up whatever it is that they want to put up. I mean, imagine the junction of Wilshire Boulevard and the 405. How much is that land worth? And so
a lot.
The government. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yep.
So
but
it's more about
money.
The point
is that we've got so many things at play, and this isn't a place where the services are accessible. In other places, it's much harder to get services from the VA when you're in rural areas, and
mm-hmm.
it just compounds kind of the issue that our veterans, I think, they face every single
mm-hmm.
day. So, and
yep.
the dishonorable discharge is a big thing. Part of the argument about the vaccine, for those who are choosing not to get it, they're being dishonorably discharged from the military. And is that fair?
Talk about social engineering. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia. We'll talk about that after this here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the – I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, so... with regard to number nine, our relationship with some of the people, governments we don't like, China this week, because of the focus, the people at the climate summit throwing barbs at them, has said they will be more aggressive about taking action with regard to emissions there. Actually, it was a joint declaration with our country, which is kind of surprising.
Yeah,
right, given the tensions.
It?
Yeah.
Well, it's a step. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, so we'll see.
The front page of the LA Times this weekend has talked about how President Xi has revised history in China. He's only the third person in charge of that country to do that. And basically said that we're always on the right side, you know, really kind of lying to his own people.
He puts
Uyghur Muslims into concentration camps. I mean, he's committing genocide. It's really hard for me to believe that he commits anything to doing anything good that would help.
Well, the reason
the world,
that he might, though, but is that, and this is sort of the approach that Biden had campaigned on, you know, getting all of our allies together, circling the wagons. If everyone says that we're not going to do business with China unless you literally clean up your air and your emissions, well, I mean, that puts pressure on them. They still need to make money. They you know, in order to colonize the rest of the world, they still need to make money, and they still need us to be dependent on them. If we're not buying their stuff, we're not dependent on them anymore. So I think that I think we actually have China in a good position on this one issue. So we'll see where it goes. But a lot of the other countries have just said enough is enough. If you don't come to the table and make a commitment, then you know we're going to start scaling back on what we do with you.
The climate envoy is John Kerry, a former senator and a presidential candidate. He's the one who's been meeting with all of these people. There are 30 different countries that are in on it, and he supposedly is the leader. Let's see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, the Russians are trying to rehash or somehow represent the Ukrainian invasion of 2014. Secretary of State Blinken said during a press conference that the Ukrainian foreign minister is concerned Russia may try to, quote-unquote, rehash. I don't know. Does that mean go back in?
Do the whole thing over again.
Yep. Yeah. There we go. Yes. And it's more that we focused on China for sure, but the Russians are up to no good, and we don't seem to be able to do anything, or we're not taking a strong stand with them either. I don't see that we are. It's just okay.
Well, strong stand meaning what? What do you want us to do?
I want us to put
we
troops on
the pipeline. We stopped giving the crap out of them.
We handed him a big win with pipelines, and so I think that was pretty disturbing, because you hear a group of people saying how bad Russia is, and then you're like, well, why are you giving them more power, especially in the region that they're in? And that's exactly what this administration did when they signed over the rights to the Stream pipeline, whatever it's called.
Where is that? That pipeline
goes right through Russia.
Yeah, but why should we have any say over what goes on in Russia?
Because we had to sign off on the deal, and because it sells through all of Europe and our allies and Germany and all of this, and the United States had to sign off on it. Why they do, I don't know, but they did, and Russia has been empowered.
The only power that Russia has economically is because they have gas and oil, and they sell it to the Europeans. That's it. They got nothing else. And so their whole economy is dependent, and Putin and all of his pals are big owners. They killed all of the owners of the various corporations that are tied to this so they could have it all for themselves. Think about that. 21 after the hour.
Well known doesn't mean well loved. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In ancient times, there lived such a mischievous dog that he sneaked up on and bit everyone he saw. His owner felt ashamed, so he tied a bell around the dog's neck. At first, the dog was irked by the bell, but then he grew proud of it, and he would prance around with his head high and nose turned upward as his noisy bell signaled his presence to all. But an old hound one day confronted him and said, "That bell is a signal for all to ignore you, not praise you." And then he told the prideful dog a bit of advice that fits our modern world, perhaps even more so than it did the ancient one. He said, "To be widely known is not the same thing as to be admired." And millennia later, his words hold true for you and me as well. For more life lessons, go to youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conte, C-O-N-T-E.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the Brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back 23 after the hour here. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review from the folks on the DJV program on Monday through Friday show that brings Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and I together every day, discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, having some fun. But when it comes to this sort of thing, we take our responsibility pretty seriously. Jay, among many other tasks that she has, is in charge of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And each week when it comes to discussing the issues, we have comments from our listeners. So you want to go through some of the comments that we've had on, let's start with that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which is number 6 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Yeah, Greg Donahue says it was self-defense and acquittal is the proper outcome. Charlene Greer on the other side said he did it and drove 100-plus miles to do it and was underage to have a gun. Mm-hmm. Donnie Smith said if the government protected its citizens and property, private citizens would not have to do it. So you kind of have opinions going from all across the board. Bonnie Ellison says, I think the judges had enough of the prosecuting attorney. The video proves it was self-defense. End of story.
And what's unfortunate, I think, is that so many people made up their minds about this because of the way the media portrayed it early on, which was now revealed to be a lot of lies. And so everybody, I think, is pretty stunned. But the judge, you're right, Jay, has made a big name for himself in this case.
Well, but the facts of the case, though, I mean, this was an underage kid who illegally possessed a weapon and drove 100 miles to go and get into trouble. I mean,
he was a white supremacist and that he was going to hunt black people and the president of the United States came out and said he was a white supremacist.
Yeah, well,
but he wasn't. There's no proof that he was, and he actually ended up shooting white people, not black people.
The bottom line, though, is this is not an open and shut self-defense case. It's not.
I know people who support him want
to say that it is, but it's not. Well, Doug, it's motive. You illegally possess a weapon and you drive 100 miles.
Guilty as hell.
It's actually not about motive, and I know Jay wants to get in with these social media comments, but what it's about is if you bring a gun to a party, can you claim self-defense? So it is, yes, Victoria, about whether or not you can claim self-defense, but it has nothing to do with motive. In fact, it really doesn't, because he came there, he said he was protecting property. It doesn't really matter. He shouldn't have been there. I think we all agree on that. But what was said is that he was attacked by these people, and the video shows that he was, and actually one of the surviving people that he shot said, yeah, we pointed guns at him. But the argument is, if you bring a gun someplace and you're not supposed to have it, can you claim self-defense if maybe you having the gun might have sparked the reason why you're in this trouble? So,
yeah, I think that's
yes,
what happened.
There is an argument about self-defense, but I really think the media needs to do a better job preparing people for
at least
probably just weapons charges. I don't think he's going to get any of these murder charges.
And that's what a lot of people have echoed as well, Jen, that these murder charges should be dropped. However, the other charges of illegally having the gun, being underage, having the gun, all of that stuff, he should be held accountable for. And other people have even mentioned the media, that the media riled people up.
Media has no responsibility. Nobody can go after the news media. They're doing it again
because if it doesn't come out the way people think it should, even though they probably haven't watched 30 seconds
Average
of the trial to understand what's going on, there'll be problems.
I just think that when you're an agitator, let's call him that, right? So
if you're an agitator,
he was too, Jen. You don't drive 100 miles with a gun that you illegally possess for no reason.
Property. So again,
right. Property
it's
that
not
he has no
motive.
Connection to 100
yeah,
miles away.
Yeah, but how is he connected? That's a
that
good
makes
question,
no,
too.
Yeah. All I'm saying is I'm just tired of his lawyers now trying to paint him out to be the victim here. If you show up with a gun and someone wrestles a gun away from you and you end up getting shot, you're not the victim.
No one wrestled the gun away from him.
I'm
that's
just
the
saying,
thing.
I'm
I mean,
just
someone,
when
they
people
pull a gun
yeah,
on
saying,
him.
Here's
yeah,
listener
right.
Ernesto, who says a young dumb kid doing dumb stuff, but he did the right thing. The men were supposed to do what he did.
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of people would probably do the same thing as the point.
He says, that's why I love listening to the radio. Okay, Ernesto, thank you. It's 28 past the hour.
Do you have three ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy three times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. You may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive the 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Stephen, counting down what America's talking about.
Talk Radio Countdown.
America in the focus, actually of the world. This is the DJV overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list posted. We have them on our website, don't we, and our social media, Jay? Both website and social media for DJV Show.
Yeah, it's DJV Show and DJVShow.com and TalkRadioCountdown.com.
There we go. And Talkers. .com. So there, you can get the list, see it, and have your own thoughts. Thought it was interesting. I was looking at some research this week as to how many more people are listening to spoken word formats on the air and on podcasts and that sort of thing. 22 million more people listening this time this year than last year to spoken word things, including most of them listening to us, right? Jennifer in Los Angeles. Woohoo! Jennifer, not only here on the DJV program, but also does some mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria has a podcast called Beauty Pop, so you can hear her talking. I've suggested that she make me a guest on it at some point in time. I haven't gotten too far of that one yet. Jay, in charge of all our social media, is the mother of Mac, and that's what she does for a side gig. So we all have our side gigs.
Meanwhile, at number 8 this week on the countdown, the situation with Astro World and Rust, I suppose, putting those two together maybe somewhat. I think we all know the Rust story, but I don't know that a lot of people know the story of Astro World and the 9 people who died at this festival last weekend. So what Travis Scott is a rapper. He apparently is not much good as a human being. I guess I'm getting that from various accounts, but those to be believed because they're regular news media accounts.
Well, I mean, he's paying for the funerals and he's, you know, paying for mental health and PTSD counseling. I mean, he's trying to do, you know, all the right stuff that you're supposed to do. When
wouldn't the right stuff
like
have been not happens to try to rile everybody up? Yeah, thank you.
Well, sure, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that makes him a horrible human being, but he certainly has a past history of getting people very riled up at his shows, so I don't know. He's going to face lots of lawsuits, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah, and he's even posted about in past concerts where people have gotten hurt or they got so overheated or they passed out, and he has always praised them for just going that hard for him. And
it's not stupid.
You got to care more about your fans.
Egomania.
Yep, right. Okay, so number 7, the race relations issue as it wraps itself around immigration and where we're going with all this stuff. I'm so confused by what's going on or not going on. I can't tell you that I really have an authoritative point of view. I do know that there is legislation that has been passed. I don't know if it's been filed. I don't think it's been passed yet. To resolve racial inequities that are a part of, because this was Veterans Week, I'm sure this bill was a part of that focus, a bill to deal with all of the prejudices and the inequities that blacks have in the service. A lot of black service members who fought for our country going as far back as World War II denied advantages of veterans benefits. How the hell do we, where does this come from? The prejudices that, I guess I asked that question
like
a few minutes ago about
what
something else.
This seems awful if it's happening.
They scratch them from things, mortgages, for example, loans for businesses, college assistance, all those things that the white people get, the black people don't get. And so, anyway, I just
on what basis,
find it,
though? That's just well. This is going.
You can hide
back to 1944 with President Roosevelt when he signed the GI Bill. That was in the
but it's still going on now, Victoria.
Right, but not to this extent. So what this bill is looking to do is to it's basically, if you are a descendant of a black veteran who was denied all of these benefits, it's called the GI Bill Restoration Act, and so it's going to extend loan and education benefits to living spouses and descendants of black World War II veterans. That's what this bill specifically deals with. But if you're black today in the military, you're not being denied the, you know, loan opportunities or whatever. I mean,
that's what I was going to say. I'm like,
yeah, that's not happening today. Well, yeah.
I do think there are ghosts of Christmas past, if you will, in the service. There's still racial inequity. I can remember in my lifetime, back in the 1950s after Korea, during Korea, when black soldiers were stationed in the theater of operation, there were two latrines. White soldiers went into one pee pot, and the black soldiers went and took a pee in another pot. That's how, and that's not that long ago when you get down to brass tacks. So I think, and if it isn't on a sign someplace,
yeah, let's be
it
clear
still
that
is in the hearts of some
today
people.
Because the way that I think the story came out is like it's still happening today, which piqued my interest. Like,
I think
how in the world can
point
you get away with it?
It may not be physical. I'm not sure that I'm crazy about reparation bills, but I will tell you, my mind changed a good deal when I found out, in terms of my interest in farming, how badly treated the black farmers have been in this country, who got land after the Civil War, or their families did, and they never get title to it. They can't prove that they own it, so they can't get loans. They can't transfer title to somebody else if they want to sell it, because they can't prove that they own it. You know,
right,
that kind
and see,
of
that,
stuff.
That's a perfect example of systemic racism.
Yeah.
That's a system that has been at play for so long that has prevented black Americans from building generational wealth.
See,
that's,
on
that's
one hand...
That's part of the stuff that does need to be taught in schools, and then everyone's so hung up on this critical race theory buzzword that
well,
no one even
because
knows what
it's,
it is.
It's buzz,
but, like,
exactly.
That's the kind... But
that
you know,
goes
what,
too far. That
doesn't
the
what
do
happens
teaches,
with,
let's just
but what
truth.
Happens with black farmers in America, that's something that a lot of people don't learn about in school, that people
mm-hmm.
should
no.
know.
Well, that's why we talk about it here, because this is like an educational classroom of the year in many respects, and people call me Professor Stefan. I don't mean to lecture people, but I will tell you that this sort of thing, whereas not to have, you know, this be contradictory points, I think the Black Lives Matter movement has gone too far in and of itself on its own. But there are specific instances that the grandstanders don't talk about, like Al Sharpton and these people that are out there to rally the cause, because they don't have any sense. They're New Yorkers. What do they know about what goes on in Iowa? But I do because I've followed it. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and a weekly radio show called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things I look at, I'm not interested in big ag. I'm interested in the affairs of the small family farmers, and black people are having one heck of a time trying to exist in the agricultural world at the moment because of the prejudices that are still there. So I'm interested in correcting what's still there. Can't do anything about the past, and reparations don't cut it. It sort of reminds me of what Larry Elder said once. I heard him say that he doesn't support white people paying to take care of what was the
phrase? Who were never white people who were never slave owners paying black people who were never slaves.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I knew you'd have that somewhere. All right, let's keep moving here. The climate summit. Did you see the pictures outside the summit of the garbage that was piling up over there? I mean, you think about it. This is in Glasgow, Scotland this week. All those people there preaching about protecting the planet, and there are 400 private planes in the airport. And if you see the piles of garbage that are outside all around the conferences, I mean, even up to the doorstep, you know, this has been going on, what, for about 8 days, I think, 8 or 9 days, and the mess outside. So you have people talking a good game inside, but yet the practice outside, the reality is that people aren't really taking it seriously. That's the way I read it. You tell me I'm wrong, guys.
Well,
I can't, because I think you're right.
Well,
like there are people who make this a business for themselves, so they fly on their private jets and they go spiel to people
yeah,
who
not,
make it
some
religion,
people, but
and then
not
they fly
everybody.
Home and live their lives.
No, not everybody.
Yeah, but
I don't think that's
fair to say that just because there's trash that from so many people being there, which is that should
well,
have been
you'd
better
you'd think
handled.
They'd be smart enough to think of the visual, though, right, Victoria? I mean,
yeah.
Really and truly, the visual, the optics of that's not very cool.
Well, the picture that you're talking about, I mean, it's not like it's on the front steps of the building.
Well, it is kind of around. It's very visible from what
I
can see. Anyway,
it's visible. Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, go to New York City. It's trash is everywhere.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, it's a suburban area, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's a trash pileups. It's whatever. I think the private jet thing is a lot worse.
Well, I think they're coefficient. But anyway, it's paying attention to those details that ought to be part of what they're doing. And then people take it seriously, because they don't take it seriously if they see all the private jets and they see all the garbage around. Okay, yeah, it's just another way for people to get together and have a good time and have some, you know, good food and drink and yada yada, slap each other on the back. Top stories this week, according to the charts published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, the issues surrounding veterans and Veterans Day this year. Number 9, our relationship with China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. 8, the Astroworld situation, tragedy, and a lot of people pointing a finger at Travis Scott. Number 7, immigration and the problems of race. Number 6, Kyle Rittenhouse and that trial. The summit, if you will, focused on our climate and the weather, actually, this week. It's number 5. Trump is 4, and the political realities of the Republicans. The January 6th investigation continues. COVID-19 number two and the controversy about Aaron Rodgers. Perhaps we ought to talk about that next as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin, so what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a people list published every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also we have it on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the aforementioned Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is in the ninth position. Nancy Pelosi at 8. Kyle Rittenhouse, 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is at 5. No mention of Marilyn Taylor Greene anyway here. Aaron Rodgers is 4. There's a scumbucket if there ever was. Okay. You keep going, Doug. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris is 2. Popularity down to 21%. And Joe Biden, President of the United States, as you'd expect, he'd be the number one person being talked about. That's it. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We do this every week, the folks from the DJV Monday through Friday program. All right, so with COVID, is it time to get back to normalcy? You look at some of the things that are going on. I saw something with somebody who had long COVID, thinking that he said that he thought that he would be wearing a mask for the rest of his life when he got on an airplane or went to the supermarket or shopping, that kind of stuff. Do any of us feel like we're going to have to wear masks for the rest of our lives?
No, I don't right now. I mean,
I think everything's on the table. I think so many people have, like, complied and been controlled that, I don't know. But I also live in a city where I can't go to a restaurant, so.
I don't think it should be mandated
or go to a
forever.
Movie. Yeah.
But people probably will choose to. I still wear a mask.
That's what I want to know, yeah. Your choice to do it. It's my choice not to unless I'm required to, but some people think, you know.
I mean, I've popped into the grocery store here and there, but, you know, since I got my booster, I haven't worn a mask. But leading
they
up to that.
They let you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so under mask. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's
not
no mask
Angeles,
mandate
nope.
in Jersey right now. No.
All
and
right,
the kids,
so what about
they're talking about the kids won't have to wear them probably after Christmas. New York and Jersey are lined up in a similar way, and so it looks like the masks for kids in schools will probably go away.
It's kind of funny that our prediction is based on where we live and our current rules. I feel like it never is going to stop, and yeah. I guess that's good. You've given me hope that maybe it will.
Oh, hey, yeah. What about Aaron Rodgers? Now he's playing into the conversation. His reality in football and whether he is allowed to play or should play. He's become sort of a lightning rod this week anyway for all of this, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think it's just silly that we spend so much time and energy on both sides making him a hero or making him a zero. It's like the guy made a choice about it, whatever he wants to put in his body. He dealt with the consequences. I don't know. I guess I don't see why everybody stumbles over themselves to lift him up as a hero of an unvaxxed movement or as someone who is going to, like, kill public health on the other side of the aisle. So it's just, I don't know. The division that we're seeing over these kinds of things is just really disheartening because it should be someone's choice. He's young. He's healthy. He's trying to decide what's best for him. There's a story out this week that didn't get nearly the same amount of attention where I think his name is Dozier. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He was vaccinated, and he's currently in the hospital for COVID-19, and no one seems to be, like, talking about that in the same way they're talking about Aaron Rodgers, who's been fine.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of phony baloney stuff going on, tension-getting devices, if you will. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280. 5280.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to face the music from this past week when it comes to the world of technology. Victoria, right on top of all the major stories that affect all of us. And so we have the top five, starting with the new electric truck Rivian. And who's buying that? This looks like a lot of dough is involved in this thing this week, right?
That's very true. So Rivian is a California-based electric truck maker, and they raised $11.9 billion in their IPO. It began trading on Wednesday on the NASDAQ this week, and it's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014. And so this even surpassed Uber.
And Alibaba is a Chinese company, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Alibaba owns, like, a lot of online shopping marketplaces and things like that. But, yeah, so Rivian was priced at $78 a share, which was more than what initially people thought it would go for. But this is actually good news for Ford as well, because Ford has a pretty hefty investment in Rivian, and Amazon also backs Rivian. So it's good news for everybody as we move closer and closer to the electric vehicle reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's these
not
trucks
me.
Are really. Oh, eventually you will. But yeah. These trucks are really, really nice to look at.
Ugly.
And apparently
what
they,
do you mean nice to look? They're ugly.
I think they're awesome looking.
Ugly. Ugh. All right. Number four, talking about electric cars, what are we going to do with the electric vehicle batteries?
That's a question that that everyone's been talking about with all the climate summits happening. And so the technology to recycle batteries for electric vehicles could exist in the U.S. within about 5 years, according to tech experts. And so they said, but the only way that will happen is that if there is a commitment from the electric vehicle industry as well as investment from the federal government. And so electric vehicle automakers are ramping everything up because of President Biden's pledge to increase the number of electric vehicles in the United States. And so essentially right now, a lot of the stuff that is used to make these batteries are minerals that are in the ground in Asia. And so if we can start recycling our own batteries, we don't need to go back to the mines and we don't have to go over to China for it. We can actually just continuously revamp our own, which I think it would be great.
All right, number three, as we head toward number one, a couple of ransomware hackers get it in the neck.
So Attorney General Merrick Garland this week unveiled charges against two suspected hackers in connection to attacks with Revil, which is the Russia-linked ransomware group. So two of these guys have been working on several of the big ransomware hits. Justice Department has seized about $6 million in ransomware payments so far, but that is literally nothing. That's a drop in the bucket because $200 million has already been paid in ransom. $200 million has been paid in ransomware. And so, I mean, I forget what the number is now, but even in the United States, we've had to pay over $100 million this year alone to pay off ransomware. So
yeah.
It's awful.
Number two, spyware found on Palestinian activists.
Yeah, so this NSO is this spy. It's a spyware company that's based in Israel and has very significant ties to the Israeli government. And so NSO, they make spyware, and it has now been detected on six different Palestinian human rights activists. And these six activists have been working with a group called Frontline Defenders, and that's an Irish-based group, human rights group. And so they found that this Pegasus software, spyware, was on their phones, and this goes to very high level. You know, this isn't just human rights activists. This is journalists and business people and academics, embassy workers, and so this spyware is everywhere. And so mm-hmm. NSO is not happy because the U.S. responded pretty strongly and abruptly and basically said, we're not doing business with NSO, and any companies that do business with NSO, the United States will not do business with. So this is it's getting to be more and more complicated, and it's probably a story we're going to be hearing about next week as well.
Right. Okay, number one this week.
Robinhood, the trading app. Yeah, so Robinhood has had not great news this week. They initially reported that 5 million users' data had been breached. Now it's actually 7 million. If you do use the Robinhood app, I use it, the first thing you should do, go in and change your password. The next best thing you can do, monitor your email address and know if you've been hacked that way, and also freeze all of your credit reports, because at least if someone has your information, they can't do anything with it if you freeze all of your credit reports. No one can open an account in your name, not even a credit card or a car or anything like that. So that's the best thing to do if you're in any of these breaches. At this point, all of us have been affected by at least one breach.
Absolutely. The credit card stuff, I've had three or four of those.
Yeah.
All right, so that's it. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouth-watering. Flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's Vine to Bar Chocolate. Order some today at vinetobar.com. That's VINETOBAR.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at Vine to Bar.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton's accusing Democrats of trying to sow racial division among America's school children.
Senator Cotton says the goal is clear.
To see everything through the lens of race.
Cotton says leftist educators have gone so far as to cancel advanced placement and gifted and talented programs in some schools.
Because they don't believe the kids have the right racial mixture, that there's too many Asian kids in those programs.
Cotton says unless Democrats alter their course, they can expect parents worried about their children's education to vote heavily Republican in next year's midterm election. Bob Agner reporting.
President Biden's top economic advisor expressing confidence the White House's $1.8 trillion domestic policy package will quickly pass the House this week. Brian Deese says approval couldn't come at a more urgent time as prices of consumer goods spike. Meanwhile, the president has chosen former New Orleans Democrat Mayor Mitch Landrieu to supervise the recently passed trillion-dollar infrastructure plan. The White House says Landrieu will be tasked with coordinating across federal agencies to work on roads, ports, bridges, and airports. Mr. Biden's expected to sign the infrastructure bill into law tomorrow. The council of a small Oregon city approved a deal with Google that will enable the technology company to build more water-guzzling data centers there.
A single data center can churn through millions of gallons of water per day to keep hot running equipment cool. Members of the Dahl City Council unanimously approved the $28.5 million deal last week. Some residents worry about drought and secrecy.
Jeremy House reports that how much water the new data centers would use and how much the existing ones in the Dalles have been using remains confidential. Meanwhile, President Biden's job approval numbers continue to decline, according to a new poll. This is townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Overseas, Egypt's national research body says that it will start clinical trials for an Egyptian-made coronavirus vaccine. For the latest, here's Jennifer King.
Back in June, Egypt's acting health minister, Dr. Hel Abdul Wafar, had said that Egypt was working on 3 local COVID-19 vaccines. Now, he says, researchers are starting human clinical trials for an Egyptian-made vaccine named Covivax that will eventually include thousands of people. The Egyptian vaccine works by including proteins from the original virus to provoke an immune response. The minister hailed the trials, saying they were made possible by the critical mass of researchers, technicians, and laboratories Egypt has achieved. With a vaccination rate of about 14%, Egypt's been struggling to vaccinate more of its population, but the country has so far been reliant on shipments of the shots from other countries. I'm Jennifer King.
Breaking news, this analysis at townhall.com. A woman's pleaded guilty to trying to hire someone to kill her husband last year.
52-year-old Wendy Lynn Wine clicked on the Internet on what turned out to be a fake murder-for-hire website called Rent a Hitman. She said she wanted her ex-husband dead because he stole money from her. The owner of the fake website immediately contacted state police, who sent an undercover detective posing as a hitman to meet with Wine. Wine met with the detective, giving him a $200 down payment for the hit and a promise of $5,000 in total. Patrick Foss reporting.
The skies continue to be violent. This time, a 32-year-old woman is facing aggravated assault charges after she allegedly punched a Southwest Airlines employee in the head during boarding for a flight out of Dallas Love Field over the weekend. The employee was taken to a local hospital and then released late Saturday night. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
Breaks in Breaking.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, there it is, the familiar weekly music heralding the beginning of the Talk Radio Countdown Show, the official overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Michael Harrison is here. He's the major domo, the big guru, the guy at Talkers Magazine. So he's got the list. Well, he's got two lists, one and two. Which one do you want to start with first?
Let's start with one. We always do it that way, and we are creatures of tradition.
Yeah, tradition.
Yes, and now, as part of our tradition, I'm going to read the 10 most talked about stories of the week on talk media shows around the country, and talk shows just like this one. Here we go. Veterans Day and VA issues were at number 10. A lot of people talking about Veterans Day this year.
As well they should.
And finally understanding the difference between a Veterans Day and a Memorial Day.
Yes, yep.
And Memorial Day seems to be the higher profile day, but Veterans Day is very important and, again, gives a good reason to talk about VA and veterans issues. At number 9, foreign affairs tied with U.S.-China relations. A little bit of France worked its way into the stories this past week. And, of course, there are a lot of hot spots in the world, but U.S.-China relations remains the big one. The terrible tragedy in Houston, number 8, the Astroworld tragedy, and more information breaking on the Rust case. That's the one with Alec Baldwin. At number 7, we have a tie between two major issues every week, race relations and immigration. At number 6, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial kicked off in Kenosha, Wisconsin. Very complicated, highly politically charged legal affair. Climate change is at number 5 as that COP26 conference came to a conclusion this week, leaving a lot of questions unanswered and a lot of heat on the Biden administration. And number 4, Trump and GOP politics. That's now a category unto itself. Number 3, the January 6th investigation tied with the relationship between social media and journalism. It affects almost every story now. And at number 2, we have COVID-19 vaccines, masks, mandates, and the Aaron Rodgers controversy and school board controversy. So COVID-19 is really a big political issue. more so than a health issue at this point. It's a political issue, although it should be a health issue. And number one, the health of our economy, inflation, supply chain problems, labor problems, and the politics of economics, with inflation topping the list of concerns Americans have this week. Inflation is, according to indicators, at a 31-year high at the moment. The People Survey, hip-hopper Travis Scott at number 10, Alec Baldwin at 9, Nancy Pelosi at 8, Kyle Rittenhouse at 7, 6 is Mitch McConnell, 5 is Liz Cheney, 4 is Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers, Donald Trump is at number 3, Kamala Harris is at number 2, and Joe Biden is at number 1, and that's basically a snapshot of what people have been talking about on talk shows in America this past week.
You can find the list at talkers.com and also djvshow.com. So if you want to, and we always have, as I do these programs with Michael and with the staff from DJV, we put the official story list and people list in there. So you have a reference point that you can look again online at talkers.com or djvshow.com. So let me go to number 3 with you, Michael. Journalism, social media. One wonders, as I look around the landscape, and one of the things that people like about this program is we talk about inside baseball. And in a sense, we talk a lot about the industry, who's in it, what's going on, the sort of behind-the-scenes things that add up to this being the interesting, important, intelligent way to converse about issues of the day, people of the day. So there is a number of surveys, there are plural, excuse me, that show that the world, our world, is becoming more important, if you will. A lot of people are being driven to the spoken word formats, news, news talk, that sort of thing. They're rising in relevance, and one wonders if it's because of the social media. Is it because of the state of journalism? What do you think? What are you, in your expertise in watching this whole game for decades, what's leading, because we have on one hand people saying this, and on the other hand say, well, there's too many old people listening to talk radio, and, you know, young people are not interested, yada, yada, yada. I just think that's not true. It just shows itself in different ways, doesn't it? Interest in what's going on?
I'm not sure what you're asking me. You did a nice overview of the present state of media. Are you asking me whether or not the rise in social media as a venue for conversation about news, is that feeding into the popularity of news talk radio?
That's a great question. I wish I'd asked it that way. Go ahead.
That was, I'm trying to, you know, okay, you covered some ground. Well, I think that news talk radio will remain popular and relevant regardless of any other media. Now, no medium operates in a vacuum. So, you know, obviously there's competition, but competition creates more conversation, and it's the convenience, it's the dependability, it's the ubiquitousness, and the diversity, believe it or not, of news talk radio that makes it one of the ongoing most important venues for people dealing with issues, and that's what it is. Too much is made of the dips, you know, because it's so politically charged and people have an axe to grind, and some people blame the messenger as opposed to the message. There are so many people that anytime there's a little dip in the ratings or something goes wrong or whatever, because it's under the spotlight of scrutiny, under the microscope, you know, they go, oh, it's news talk radio is no good, it's dying. But it never is dying. It's always important, and it will continue to be as long as we are in the current media paradigm.
Let me ask this a different way then. In terms, and I don't mean to make this more confusing, it's just very interesting, maybe because I am fascinated by how our business works. The business about who is delivering the message. Is it important that Levin delivers a message? Or Dennis Prager delivers a message? Is it more important, you know, the days of Limbaugh and now Hannity and some of the other people, or me, you, whoever it is that what drives, you know, the old days of disc jockeys when music radio was the thing? The people who listened to it didn't listen for the music. They listened because the personalities drove, they attracted people like magnets to the radio, and the music was, you know, it was great, it was fun to talk about the music, but the personalities that were bigger than life. We don't have those people for the most part anymore, at least in music radio. And we have some of them in talk radio, and I just wonder if what it is that brings people in. Is it the personalities of the Limbaughs of the world, or is it what they're talking about?
It's both, just as it was the personalities of the DJs and the music they played. If the personalities back in the golden days of DJ radio didn't play good music or play music that was researched and had some, you know, element of popularity, they wouldn't have done as well. It's a combination of the presenter and that which is presented and a relationship with those who are being presented to. So I think it's all of the above. I think that I disagree with you that we don't have major, larger-than-life personalities. I think that the I think radio is being kept alive by the personalities that exist in talk radio. Talk radio is where all the stars of radio are. There are very, very few famous disc jockeys at this point. There are some. There are some good ones out there. Yeah. But look at the household names. Look at how you were just throwing out the names of different people who are household names, even in households that don't listen. The names are big. I mean, everybody in America heard of Rush Limbaugh. Not everybody listened. Everybody's heard of Howard Stern. They don't necessarily listen. As a matter of fact, we all have opinions in this country about a lot of things that we haven't experienced firsthand. That's a common process. But I just think the talk radio, and I think radio in general, is a powerful, iconic medium. It's 100 years old. It's going to continue to exist. It'll change a little bit, obviously, as it always has.
Yeah.
But I think it's for real and going forward, and I think it's always a combination of the presenter and the content and the stage and the whole thing. You know, it's complicated.
It is complicated. We'll solve all of these irrational complications as we go through the program. 16 past the hour. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin. So what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All right, so there is something that's off the charts that just deserves a moment or two. I think maybe it'll be on the charts for next week, and that's the impact of Adele. This is one of those modern things. CBS television is giving their entire Sunday night broadcast time over to the Oprah interview with Adele and her concert. That's unprecedented. When's the last? The Beatles. I'm trying to think of when the last time there was someone from the music world that captured that much attention. Can you remember, other than the Beatles, maybe the Stones, I suppose, to a point?
Well, I don't know. I don't know whether you can even compare CBS's tribute to Adele and Oprah Winfrey and all that to the same impact or capturing the public attention as the Beatles or Elvis. That's an interesting question. Well, I don't know if anything in music has that impact anymore.
Well, that's it. See, Taylor Swift and that ilk, will they be remembered like Frank Sinatra is?
No, they
remembered.
Won't. They
today.
Can't be.
No. Oh, thank you.
They don't exist.
No. Just a figment of people's imagination. 21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months, I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly overview of the charts created by the research done at Talkers Magazine, the Bible of the talk radio industry. I'm Doug Steffen, here with Michael Harrison, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers. We had some moments here talking about social media, journalism, and how it plays into the popularity of this format, the spoken word format. But there also was some info that came out this week as to what people, and I don't know whether this is confusing or this is a good ancillary way of looking at our format, Michael, but the focus on politics and hard news apparently moving to the back burner in the national conversation with sports. Right now it's the NFL, but, you know, the the baseball season and all of the various sports elements and Aaron Rodgers and the focus on him. But this seems to be generating more interest, according to the data that I saw in a story in USA Today this week. The top stories in sports are the ones that seem to rocket to the top of social media discussions, and the sports stations are more, hundreds of sports radio stations now, right? Sports talk?
Yeah, but I'm not sure what you're saying. There is always going to be a lot of conversation about sports. There's always going to be a lot of conversation about celebrity gossip, about movies, about music. Politics is more than just news talk radio, which tends to be conservative. You have public radio, which tends to be moderate to liberal. You have urban radio that deals with the African American community specifically. I mean, there's a whole variety of things out there, and each has its own lane in a fractionalized culture. But the same people that will talk about sports and follow sports talk radio will also be very, very politically charged about what's going on in the news. And they listen to different stations for that.
This article cites something from the Sports Business Journal, looking at the top 10 topics last year at this time versus the top 10 topics this month. Last year, 18 of the top 20 stories on talk radio related to the political conversation, Trump, coronavirus, Biden, George Floyd, White House, racism, all that stuff. But this survey suggests that the top 10 topics for conversation on the air and in podcasts were about teams, Houston, Las Vegas, San Francisco.
That means nothing to me. That sounds to me like just a bunch of distorted facts that have no connection to each other. People are talking about Houston and not talking about Trump. What are you kidding me?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying emphasis.
That's what it sounds like.
According to this, there's more emphasis on sports talk radio than there is news talk radio.
Emphasis where? More
emphasis on number. Of the number of people listening and the number of people paying attention to these focused topics. You don't agree?
I don't. I take those things with a grain of salt.
Oh, okay.
Because there have always been people listening to sports talk radio and these topics. In other words, I'm not quite sure. Was the purpose of that article saying that sports talk radio is now bigger than news talk radio?
No, it was that more people are paying attention to the issues that are being, the things that are showing up in social media. 18 of the top stories last year were about politics. 18 of the top stories this year are about sports-related entities, people, personalities, results, etc.
As somebody who's been tracking public opinion for decades, I could say is it depends on what you're looking for and where you're looking for it, and that type of research could be,
maybe we can go back to who pays for it.
There's research. That as well.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Right. Well, we all know that, when it comes to like the drugs and stuff and what the results are of various tests or surveys, research, it's all who pays for it. It's skewed, and it comes back the way that people who are paying for it want it to come back, so they look good. That's, I guess there's no secret to that. All right, well, thank you for putting that in perspective. It's 28 after the hour. This is Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Retirement is a time for new hobbies and business endeavors. It can also mean changes when it comes to health care. If you're turning 65, it's a good idea to learn about options for medical coverage. The right choices now can help you stay on top of your health and avoid costly issues later. Vision and dental health gives an early window into overall health, so never miss a checkup. AARP members can utilize the AARP Vision discounts provided by iMed that gives access to savings on eye exams and prescription glasses. Members can also access discounts on dental checkups and procedures with options administered by Delta Dental. Prescription medications to manage health can be costly, but you can access a free prescription discount card provided by OptumRx to save on FDA-approved medications and unlock additional benefits. Ease your healthcare search and visit www.aarp.org/healthfacts. AARP and its affiliates are not insurers, agents, brokers, or producers. AARP member benefits are provided by third parties, not by AARP or its affiliates.
Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page. Buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe. Or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive benefits.
Settling up, moving up into the world of News Talk Radio, settling the questions, what were the big stories this week, and who is everybody talking about? That's what the fun is here in going through every week with Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, what it is that the people have gravitated to conversationally. And I always like, you know what I do, I sort of play a game every week. I look to see what is still strong. And then I more often than not want to talk about the things that aren't in, they haven't been there. You know, there's something new every week. Certainly Veterans Day plays in this week. The Astroworld situation. I think sometimes, and maybe I'm wrong, maybe I guess probably I am wrong, that people want something new and fresh. We were just talking about this off the air about how, you know, we're both of us have been music radio veterans, and when we used to play the hits, it was the, you know, it was the same stuff over and over and over again. How do you make it sound fresh? And to a point, that's part of what goes on in some of the music today with the 80s stations and same songs over and over. But when it comes to talk, there's always a nuance. You can't change the lyric line of a song, but you can change the focus of the discussion of, like, COVID. Look at how many different places that thing has gone in the year and a half. It's like...
Well, that's what I love about talk radio. That's why I in my own career, I gravitated toward talk and moved away from music because talk is black belt talk radio, is black belt radio, and music radio is, you know, kind of vanilla. There's no comparison. They're two different things. Talk is wonderful in as much as it always will be fresh, especially if it reflects the news. The news is a little bit of what's happening. It's a little bit of what happened, and it's a little bit about what's going to happen, and that keeps moving forward, you know, on the arrow of time. That's the charts change every week to a small degree. The issues change a little bit, and you follow it. Just depends on how closely involved you are. You do realize there are people who sit all day long in front of the cable television news and watch it from morning till night, yelling at the screen.
Yeah, it's really, that is amazing. How many people have it? It used to be you had it on as background, kind of like talk radio, music radio. But then people have the time apparently and the interest to.
Well, that's one of the reasons why they complain, they, whoever they are, advertising agencies or whatever, or critics of talk radio, that the audience for news talk, both on television and radio, is old. Well, retired people have more time to make it their life passion, especially with pandemic and people are afraid to go out. When people are a little older, they don't have the energy to go running around and take up sports, play tennis, go bowling, you know, golf. They sit and they watch TV, and they get all emotional about it. Same thing happens with sports. There are people that all day long, they follow sports. And now with gambling, perhaps the explosion of gambling, I was thinking back to what you were talking about earlier about sports talk radio and how popular it is and how popular sports is as a social media topic. One of the reasons for that is now people have skin in the game. People are betting like crazy on everything in sports.
Yeah.
I worry for the I'm afraid it'll create corruption in sports, which already exists to a degree.
Well, I remember Pete Rose and all of that.
Yeah, but that was the days when this thing called sportsmanship was considered to be important. Now, the idea of sportsmanship is going out the window, replaced by hubris and bragging and all kinds of non-sportsman taunting. We're going through a cultural change, no doubt. It ties into the media. But back to what we're saying, I don't think it's that hard to keep the topics and the angles on news, whether you talk about it, present it, whether you present views, whatever. News is real, and it's ever-changing. And it's pertinent to people's lives. I mean, come on, number one topic, inflation, supply channel, labor, economic politics. What's more important than that in terms of a mass public than the fact that the cost of our food, the cost of our housing, the cost of our fuel is going up every week, and people are sitting there and saying, how the hell am I going to meet my obligations, and when is this going to stop? And what do I do with the money I have in the bank that's getting no interest? Should I invest it in something? But then I could lose it. Oh, my God, what do I do? That Look becomes a lot more important than whether Adele is going to be on CBS with Oprah.
But see, that's a distraction for people who don't want to be digging around in some of this other stuff. The IPO this week for that electric truck company, Rivlin, it like came out of the blue. It came from nowhere.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, people are creating wealth for somebody in a small group of people who have been clever enough to create something that's captured the public's attention.
Right. And how about all the mystery surrounding cryptocurrency, where people are led to believe
that
crypto is some... do I understand? I don't even understand gold or the greenback. Are you kidding me? I don't talk myself into thinking I understand any of this. I mean, anybody who thinks they understand it has sucker written all over their forehead.
Yeah.
I mean, well, if people really understood this, the economy would be a very smooth and happy place.
Remember when Apple came on the scene and Amazon, and people were saying the same thing. Why would you invest in that? Those companies lose money. I remember Rush Limbaugh telling me something once, or maybe it was Ed McLaughlin, maybe two inside. But he invested early on. It was either in Apple or Amazon. I can't remember which one it was. Maybe it was both. But I know he said that he'd put a lot of money into, I think it was Amazon at the beginning. And he became the largest individual stockholder in one of those companies. And that attributed greatly to his amassed wealth. As he was smart enough, or somebody was smart enough to get him to put money into that sort of thing. Once in a while, you hit it. It's like lottery, in a sense, isn't it? I mean,
once in a while, you hit it, but the odds are always against you. Mm-hmm. The odds always favor the house. And if the house is the Wall Street insiders or the house is, the casino, mm-hmm. The house always wins in the end. Gambling is, the whole nature of gambling is you're playing the odds, you're going on intuition, you're going on a little bit of research, and a lot of luck. And sometimes it breaks your way, and sometimes it doesn't.
Yeah.
I'm actually concerned about the impact on young people that this opening up of betting in sports, that you can bet while you're watching the game, right from the convenience of your smartphone.
Is there an age thing on it? I don't know.
I'm not sure of all those details.
You have to be 18 to bet?
Because I've never bet.
And how have you? I haven't either. I bought a lot of tickets.
I don't do that. I would never bet on it. I wouldn't feed into that stuff. Now, I'm not against it officially because I'm for freedom. But personally, I think it stinks.
You know, I'm just sitting here thinking about Pete Rose, who I worked in Cincinnati for a couple of years on the air, did afternoons at WCKY. And Pete Rose followed me on the air with a newly created talk show that was created for him. I mean, in Cincinnati, there was nobody that captured the attention of the public like Pete Rose. So he would come into the studio before he'd go on the air at 6 o'clock and put his legs up on the console and share his philosophies with me.
I'm picturing this. Yeah, this is a theater of the mind. I'm picturing
it. Yeah. I mean, this guy was, it was really amazing, frankly, to have that experience. I mean, I thank my lucky stars. I've had a lot of exposure to a lot of very interesting people.
Yes.
One
of the blessings of being in this business all these years.
Absolutely. Yeah, I suppose so. And the inside baseball story is I had the job in Cincinnati because I had been hired to go to, not WJR, I forget the other talk station, WXYT, in Detroit. I'd been hired to go there, and I was told the Friday before I was supposed to start that I wasn't going to get the job or the job had been rescinded, job offer, because remember the great pitcher for Detroit, that went to jail. Don, what was his name? I'm blanking on his name.
I don't recall.
Is it Danny? Donnie? I don't know. But this guy is a famous pitcher. And mm-hmm. he'd gone to jail, and he got out of jail, and he called the owner of the radio station and said, "Hey, how'd you like to have me on your radio station?"
Oh, gosh, and he took the job from you?
He took the job from me.
How many times have people in this business lost jobs to convicted felons?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's sort of a plus, folks.
If you serve time in jail, or even if you're still in jail and you have a good cell phone, hey, that's a double entendre. You get a job in radio.
Look at
how many people who've been in and out of prison have had successful careers in radio.
Cianci. Remember Buddy Cianci in Providence?
Cianci was...
Oh, my God. Not once, but twice. He got on the station three times.
We're talking about the he's now deceased, a very colorful mayor of Providence, Rhode Island, who was in and out of jail and in and on the radio. But I'm like, I don't want to name names of colleagues, but I have a list of names of people that were in jail and on radio.
Pretty amazing stuff. All right, pretty much, it was a lot of fun. Anyway, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen talking about what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Here's something to focus on as you go into the holiday season. How many of you have gained weight since Halloween even because you went into your child's candy bucket and started eating the Three Musketeers and other things that were in there? And there come the pounds. And that's only the beginning because Thanksgiving is 2 weeks away. You start putting on the pounds with that and then go into Christmas, the parties, New Year's, whoopee. So don't you want to put yourself on the offensive instead of the defensive? Start now to control your weight. If you like where it is, keep it there using Calitrin. How's it work? Well, you just take four capsules a night before you go to bed. Let it do the work. It's the only all-natural product that is guaranteed to help you lose weight and, better yet, to keep it off. All kinds of success stories. They got an 86% success rate, in fact, of people going on the program and losing weight and keeping it off. So go to toploss.com, their website, understand the science of the product, shop for things that you can use to support your weight loss, your desires to look good and feel good. Go to toploss.com. That's toploss.com. Use the discount code DJV for BOGO deals on purchase and no shipping charges. There's a people list published every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also we have it on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at djvshow.com. At number 10, the aforementioned Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is in the ninth position. Nancy Pelosi at 8. Kyle Rittenhouse, 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is at 5. No mention of Marilyn Taylor Greene anyway here. Aaron Rodgers is 4. There's a scumbucket if there ever was. Okay, you keep going, Doug. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris is 2. Popularity down to 21%. And Joe Biden, President of the United States, as you'd expect, he'd be the number one person being talked about. That's it. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin. So what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 month supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix fad product, but our 90 day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's T-O-P-L-O-S-S. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's V-I-N-E-T-O-B-A-R.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number is toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And, again, the website is toploss.com. Yep. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV. Top stories this week, according to the charts published at talkers.com and also at djvshow.com. At number 10, the issues surrounding veterans and Veterans Day this year. Number 9, our relationship with China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. 8, the Astroworld situation, tragedy, and a lot of people pointing a finger at Travis Scott. Number 7, immigration and the problems of race. Number 6, Kyle Rittenhouse and that trial. Summit, if you will, focused on our climate and the weather, actually, this week. It's number 5. Trump is 4, and the political realities of the Republicans. The January 6th investigation continues. COVID and all its related items is number 2. And the supply chain, how it's affecting the cost of almost everything in our country. That's what people are talking about. That's it on News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen. You have a discussion this week on the Michael Harrison interview with one of the really good guys from the News Talk Radio biz. Yes?
Absolutely. Brian Kilmeade of Fox News Radio and Fox News Channel. MHinterview.com. Insights into Brian Kilmeade.
Yep. Good guy. Thank you, Michael. It's 10 before the hour on the countdown.
What jealousy does. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a large beast came through a pond and scared all the young frogs terribly. When the father frog came home and heard about the huge beast, he became instantly jealous. How big was he? Was he this big? And he puffed himself up. And the little frog said, much bigger. And the jealous father frog kept blowing himself up bigger and bigger to prove he could be just as big, when all of a sudden, his jealousy and pride swelled him up so much that he popped. Jealousy killed the father frog, just like jealousy kills happiness and peace and relationships. Be mindful to avoid being like father frog and instead embrace the beauty that you uniquely possess. For more on emotional management, check out my YouTube channel at youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conte, C-O-N-T-E.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show now, overviewing some of the items on the charts with Stephen J.J. Wiseman, who's our legal beneficiary here you're the benefactor, not the beneficiary, right? I'm the beneficiary, you're the benefactor.
of news and information. Yeah, that's right. College professor of law at Bentley University and a practicing lawyer. Even so, I like him. And so we get to number six this week, the Kyle Rittenhouse trial. This is like a big can of germs and gamunga, it seems to me. I don't know. I mean, why does a guy drive 100 miles with a gun if he's not guilty of something?
Yeah, and it's not just driving the 100 miles with a gun. It's a gun that he did not have a legal right to have. Yeah. So that's something. And, you know, the prosecution is arguing that there was no reason for him to insert himself into the fray. He is going to argue and has argued and actually went on the stand and testified, which is unusual for criminal defendants, that he was acting in self-defense and he felt in fear for his life. And in under Wisconsin law, once he brought that out as a defense, it became up to the prosecution with the burden of proof that it wasn't self-defense. But the case, I mean, you've got the judge who's quite a character.
I was going to say, this judge made a joke about Asian food.
Yeah.
And he's gotten criticized for a lot of different reasons. He's a kind of a backwoodsman, it would seem, yes?
Yeah, he's a bit of a character. I got to admit, you know, the actual words he used in regard to ships coming in with Asian food, it was an attempt at humor. It wasn't funny, but I think it more was made of it than need to be.
Probably.
Now, I'm more concerned. One of the earliest of his rulings was he would not let the prosecutors refer to the people who were killed as victims. And that's a big issue in here, particularly when they're talking about self-defense. He's been very, very critical of the prosecution throughout, even yelling at the prosecutors. Fortunately, outside of the hearing of the jury, and that's important because jurors always kind of follow the judge, and they trust the judge. And if the judge is angry at a particular side, they pick up on that. The defense has actually asked for a mistrial and an unusual mistrial, one that I haven't heard before. Generally, if something happens that is improper in the trial and it would be prejudicial, the judge can, although they don't like to, order a mistrial. And they also order mistrials if the jury can't come to a decision. In this case, the defense is arguing that the prosecution did things purposely that they knew were wrong, and therefore not only should it be a mistrial, but it should be a mistrial without prejudice, meaning that they can't try him again. I don't see even this judge, who has shown no inclination toward the prosecution, I don't expect him to actually allow that, and it'll probably go to the jury next week. I think next week we'll be probably talking about the verdict itself.
Yeah, the judge, I saw a headline, here's an example of how not to be a good judge. So, you know, but in places like that, I guess what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. All right, let's keep moving along here. The case against Alec Baldwin, and maybe more to the point, Travis Scott with the Astroworld thing. How liable is he? He's the one that worked the crowd up, isn't he? Can't he be sued?
I mean, Travis Scott certainly can be sued, but I think in this instance, they'd have to go a long way towards showing that in the law they call it the proximate cause, that what he did caused this to happen. Now, the fact that it has happened before with a Travis Scott concert is somewhat disconcerting, and then you might wonder if there is some negligence on his part. As far as Alec Baldwin goes, he's being accused of negligence. That case is not going anywhere. It wasn't his job to check the gun.
Right, exactly. 30 seconds on VA issues, because it was Veterans Day this week and the continuing ruse. The federal government can't be sued, right? So what happens to all these guys?
Well, you can, in certain instances, you can sue the federal government. I tell you frankly, Doug, veterans are among the biggest group that gets scammed. And that's a huge problem, particularly people contacting veterans saying we're from the VA or other veterans benefits.
Yeah. All right. A good overview of some of the stories from Talkers Magazine. You'll find the charts at talkers.com or at DJV Show. Stephen J.J. Wiseman here with Doug Steffen at 59 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The vax controversy in Oklahoma has heated up.
The state of Oklahoma has been granted a temporary restraining order by a district court judge in Tulsa County that blocks Ascension Healthcare from firing employees who have been denied religious exemptions from the company's coronavirus vaccination mandate. The AG's office said, "This is a win for religious freedom, and our office will continue to fight against unlawful religious discrimination." Ascension had planned Friday to suspend employees who have been denied a religious exemption and fire them January 4th unless they get vaccinated. Patrick Frost reporting.
A 9-year-old Dallas boy became the youngest person and the 10th to die from injuries sustained during a crowd surge at AstroWorld Music Festival in Houston. The boy died Sunday at Texas Children's Hospital in Houston after being placed in a medically induced coma after he suffered serious injuries in the November 5th crush of fans. Meanwhile, the 16-year-old girl, also killed by the crowd, remembered over the weekend by friends and family for her friendliness and love of dance. Over 250 people gathered in Houston Saturday for the teen's funeral. Continuing a new corporate trend, Japan's Toshiba Corporation says it will split into three separate companies by March of 2024.
One will focus exclusively on electronic devices like semiconductors, while the other two are set to manage the company's stakes in flash memory and infrastructure. The three moves will dismantle Toshiba, a conglomerate formed way back in 1875.
Ken Lorman reporting. At least three tornadoes hit Rhode Island in southeast Connecticut. The National Weather Service says the twisters on Saturday were the first since at least 1950 to strike the area in November. The EF1 twister touched down near Stonington, Connecticut and westerly Rhode Island, an EF0 in North Kingston, Rhode Island, and another EF0 near Plainfield, Connecticut and Foster, Rhode Island. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Age is a funny thing in the NFL.
Many players are considered over the hill in their 30s, and even younger, depending on the position they play. The number of candles on the birthday cake increases, production on the field decreases, and retirement becomes a dreaded reality. And then there's 44-year-old Tom Brady, the king of aging gracefully. But he's not alone in being able to play well at an advanced age. There are 26 other active players 36 or older, with most having key roles on their teams. There are plenty of oldies but goodies in the NFL. John Scott reporting.
Now, Brady didn't do too well on Sunday. He had two picks in the first quarter, just like the loss to New Orleans 2 weeks ago, and finished 23 of 34 for 220 yards and two touchdowns, but Washington beat the Buccaneers 29-19 Sunday afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com. Thanksgiving less than 2 weeks away, Macy's testing out its brand new balloons for the Thanksgiving Day Parade.
It was a windy Saturday at Citi Field in Queens when hundreds of volunteer handlers went for test flights. There are six new balloons: Ada Twist, Pikachu and Eevee, Tony the Bandleader Bear, Tiptoe, a new version of Ronald McDonald holding his heart in his hands, and pop culture icon Grogu, better known as Baby Yoda. Will Cost produces the parade.
We've got 10 marching bands. We have 15 giant character balloons. We've got 28 floats. We've got a whole host of performances, over 30 heritage balloons. It's the spectacle that we all know and love, plussed up with a couple of special features. So really excited to be back.
Last year was a TV-only event. This year marks a return to the traditional celebration, winding its way from Central Park West to Macy's Herald Square. Julie Walker, New York.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke contacts, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Coming up on 7 after the hour now, time for our weekly overview. On behalf of the DJV Show, I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner, who are here to discuss with me and you the charts from Talkers Magazine for this past week, the week of Veterans Day, November the 8th to the 12th, the top 10 stories of the week, the top 10 people on the list, and things that are nuanced in our conversations have been either through the course of the week or we find ourselves as you get to the end of the week, some of the focus changes a little bit because we know a little bit more at the end of the week, hopefully, than we did at the beginning of the week. So let me go through the story list and the people list and then pick out some of the things that I think are worthy of our attention. Veterans Day, the VA issues number 10. Certainly, I think for me, it would have been, I would put it up on the list a little more, but that's, I'm not Talkers Magazine. Foreign affairs, especially our relationship with China and Russia, number 9. The Astroworld tragedy and what that all means. I suppose maybe that could be coupled with Rust and the controversy about that, but I think, well, let's talk about it when we get there. The immigration situation, number 7. The Kyle Rittenhouse trial is 6. Climate discussions and what went on or is going on at the summit, number 5. The political realities of the world or our world in America, number 4. Investigation into January 6th. Man, this thing is, talking about beating a dead horse. Wow. Number two, the COVID vaccine discussion, mask discussion, mandate discussion wrapped around Aaron Rodgers in part, and what's going on in schools. Number one, inflation, the proposals for fixing our infrastructure, the supply chain, and how things are breaking down. They're all part of the economy. So that's it. Those are the stories. Number 10 on the people list is Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is 9. Nancy Pelosi is 8. Kyle Rittenhouse is 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is 5. Whoopee. Aaron Rodgers, 4. Donald Trump, 3. Kamala Harris is 2. And Joe Biden is 1. I think more people are talking about Kamala Harris here. She's in it's crickets wherever she goes now. All right, so.
Well, she's in France this week. That's why she's on the list.
Yeah, I know. Okay, so Veterans Day, VA issues, the whole business about how we treat. I mean, this is, again, maybe beating a dead horse, but it still needs to have our focus because nobody seems to be addressing these issues, although the White House did say this week there was a new strategy to identify and treat health issues in veterans, especially the ones who have been exposed to chemical hazards, environmental hazards, that sort of thing, physical hazards. Well, I mean, that is the definition of a soldier, right? Being exposed to physical hazards, especially if you're out in the theater of war. That's what you're signing up for, in part. So the Department of Veterans Affairs recognizing that certain illnesses present differently with veterans, and so we ought to do more. I mean, this is the same. You go back to Vietnam and Agent Orange, for example. How many guys who were in that theater didn't know what they're being exposed to and have died a horrible death because it just ravaged people's bodies with cancer, that kind of stuff.
It's horrible.
And because you can't sue the government, right? You can't sue as much as we'd all like to sometimes over various infractions. This is one of them. So anyway, Biden said that the new effort focuses on increasing the VA's ability to identify connections between health hazards and disabilities. Okay, so after you recognize them, what do you do about it? Isn't
well,
that the question?
Identifying meaning to get better treatment, because like you said, if you are exposed to it, the cancer may not show up immediately. Mm-hmm. So I would assume that it means more preventative care and just treatment in general for it. It's a horrible side
but
effect.
Shouldn't there be when we this whole business about infrastructure and the better buy build or whatever that thing is called that they've
built back better.
Build back better, that too. Shouldn't this be as important as that stuff in terms of what Congress
I think it should
is?
Be more important.
Yeah.
Our veterans really get a tough time.
Short end of the
stick. Especially, I think maybe since Vietnam, when people came home, people threw things at them and
yeah.
spit at them.
Right.
And, you know, I think we lost some respect for our military during that time in our nation's history.
And it wasn't their fault. It was Nixon's fault and LBJ's fault. And
they
the people
were
running the
orders.
Defense Department, exactly.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
it was
like,
so
what are you supposed to do? Just walk off the job, you'll end up dead. You stay with your team. And then I think there's already a stigma on mental health. So for men, especially when men come back and they have seen war or they've lost someone close to them in the military, I think you see a lot of people who don't either have access or who don't take the stuff that's available to them to help them. And so there was a big story out here in California where I'm in Los Angeles. There's a big piece of land, and Doug, I know you spend time out here, so you may have seen it. It's on the west side, your neck of the woods. And there's a big VA property out there that has a lot of land around
it. Right on the 405, yep. Yeah.
And what's really stunning is that there were all kinds of homeless veterans. And the reason that you knew that is that they had signs on the outside of their, like, encampments. They had flags hung up on the outside of their tents, just living on the street outside of the VA. And so they're preparing Los Angeles for the Olympics. And God forbid we have some veterans on the side of the road where people might see them. You know, everybody wants to sweep them under the rug when companies coming. And so they just moved them onto this property, which they were supposed to do years ago. It was given to the VA specifically for this reason to house these homeless vets that have come home. But for many of these guys, they receive dishonorable discharges for whatever reason, and they don't get the services of the VA, so they just sort of camp with their other people on the outside of the the perimeter, essentially.
Well, it's right on Wiltshire Boulevard. It's not like it was hidden from view. And the land that we're talking about is very valuable land. And some people said, well, we should move them to Los Angeles City Center or something because this land is too valuable. We should tear all the veterans' buildings down here and put up whatever it is that they want to put up. I mean, imagine the junction of Wiltshire Boulevard and the 405. How much is that land worth? It's so
a lot.
The government. Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yep.
But
so it's more
I think
about
the point
money.
Is that we've got so many things at play, and this isn't a place where the services are accessible. In other places, it's much harder to get services from the VA when you're in rural areas, and mm-hmm. it just compounds kind of the issue that our veterans, I think, they face every single mm-hmm. day. So, and yep. the dishonorable discharge is a big thing. Part of the argument about the vaccine, for those who are choosing not to get it, they're being dishonorably discharged from the military, and is that fair.
Talk about social engineering. Okay, so that's number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China and Russia. We'll talk about that after this here on the Talk Radio Roundup. Time for you to get great discounts on all MyPillow products. If you go to MyPillow.com right now, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, go to that box, put in DJV, you'll get deep discounts on MyPillow's mattress toppers, towels. They have slippers, dog beds, even high-quality blankets. For example, the offer right now is buy one, get one free on the Giza Dream Sheets. All MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. My favorite is the MyPillow pillow. I love that, but also the sheets and the... I just like them all. Slippers are great, too. And the reason they are, because they're so well-made. Made in America, folks. All MyPillow products made in America. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Specials page, buy one, get one free offer on the Giza Dream Sheets. Discounts up to 65% if you use the DJV code for great MyPillow specials at MyPillow.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
All right, so... with regard to number 9, our relationship with some of the people, governments we don't like, China this week, because of the focus, the people at the climate summit throwing barbs at them, has said they will be more aggressive about taking action with regard to emissions there. Actually, it was a joint declaration with our country, which is kind of surprising,
yeah,
right, given the tensions.
It?
Yeah.
Well, it's a step. I mean, it's a step in the right direction, so we'll see.
The front page of the LA Times this weekend has talked about how President Xi has revised history in China. He's only the third person in charge of that country to do that. And basically said that we're always on the right side, you know, mm-hmm. really kind of lying to his own people. He
really?
Puts Uyghur Muslims into concentration camps. I mean, he's committing genocide. It's really hard for me to believe that he commits anything to doing anything good that would help.
Well, the reason
the world,
that he might, though, but is that, and this is the, this is sort of the approach that Biden had campaigned on, you know, getting all of our allies together, circling the wagons. If everyone says that we're not going to do business with China unless you literally clean up your air and your emissions, well, I mean, that puts pressure on them. They still need to make money. They you know, in order to colonize the rest of the world, they still need to make money, and they still need us to be dependent on them. If we're not buying their stuff, we're not dependent on them anymore. So I think that I think we actually have China in a good position on this one issue. So we'll see where it goes. But a lot of the other countries have just said enough is enough. If you don't make a, if you don't come to the table and make a commitment, then, you know, we're just, we're going to start scaling back on what we do with you.
The climate envoy is John Kerry, a former senator and a presidential candidate. He's the one who's been meeting with all of these people. There are 30 different countries that are in on it, and he supposedly is the leader. Let's see how that shakes out. Meanwhile, the Russians are trying to rehash or somehow represent the Ukrainian invasion of 2014. Secretary of State Blinken said during a press conference that the Ukrainian foreign minister is concerned Russia may try to, quote-unquote, rehash. I don't know. Does that mean go back in?
Do the whole thing over
do
again.
Do the whole thing over again?
Yep.
Yeah. There we go. Yes. And it's more that we focused on China for sure, but the Russians are up to no good, and we don't seem to be able to do anything, or we're not taking a strong stand with them either. I don't see that we are. It's just okay.
Well, strong stand meaning what? What do you want us to do?
I want us to put
We stopped giving them pipelines.
Crap out of them.
We handed them a big win with pipelines, and so I think that was pretty disturbing because you hear a group of people saying how bad Russia is, and then you're like, well, why are you giving them more power in, especially in the region that they're in? And that's exactly what this administration did when they signed over the rights to the the Stream pipeline, whatever it's called.
Well, where is that pipeline?
It goes right through Russia.
Yeah, but why should they? Why should we have any say over what goes on in Russia?
Because we had to sign off on the deal, and because it sells through all of Europe and our allies and Germany and all of this, and the United States had to sign off on it. Why they do, I don't know, but they did, and we did, and now Russia has been empowered.
The only power that Russia has economically is because they have gas and oil, and they sell it to the Europeans. That's it. They got nothing else. And so their whole economy is dependent, and Putin and all of his pals are big owners. They killed all of the owners of the various corporations that are tied to this so they could have it all for themselves. Think about that. 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
Well known doesn't mean well loved. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. In ancient times, there lived such a mischievous dog that he sneaked up on and bit everyone he saw. His owner felt ashamed, so he tied a bell around the dog's neck. At first, the dog was irked by the bell, but then he grew proud of it, and he would prance around with his head high and nose turned upward as his noisy bell signaled his presence to all. But an old hound one day confronted him and said, "That bell is a signal for all to ignore you, not praise you." And then he told the prideful dog a bit of advice that fits our modern world, perhaps even more so than it did the ancient one. He said, "To be widely known is not the same thing as to be admired." And millennia later, his words hold true for you and me as well. For more life lessons, go to youtube.com/Dr. Christian Conte, C-O-N-T-E.
Now's the time to earn your bragging rights and rule the road in a powerful Dodge vehicle. With enough style, horsepower, and performance to make your muscle car dreams come true, it's no wonder J.D. Power named Dodge the number one ranked brand in initial quality and driver appeal for mass market brands. Join the brotherhood and experience the strength of Dodge muscle today. Visit Dodge.com or see your local Dodge dealer for great deals. Tied for initial quality study. For J.D. Power 2020 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? AutoTempest.com is the Internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when AutoTempest.com gives you everything? AutoTempest.com. All the cars, one search.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
About 23 after the hour here. This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review from the folks on the DJV program on Monday through Friday show that brings Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner and I together every day, discussing the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, having some fun. But when it comes to this sort of thing, we take our responsibility pretty seriously. Jay, among many other tasks that she has, is in charge of our social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. And each week when it comes to discussing the issues, we have comments from our listeners. So you want to go through some of the comments that we've had on, let's start with that Kyle Rittenhouse trial, which is number 6 this week on the story list from Talkers Magazine on the Countdown.
Yeah, Greg Donahue says it was self-defense and acquittal is the proper outcome. Charlene Greer, on the other side, said he did it and drove 100-plus miles to do it and was underage to have a gun. Mm-hmm. Donnie Smith said if the government protected its citizens and property, private citizens would not have to do it. So you kind of have opinions going from all across the board. Bonnie Ellison says, I think the judges had enough of the prosecuting attorney. The video proves it was self-defense. End of story.
And what's unfortunate, I think, is that so many people made up their minds about this because of the way the media portrayed it early on, which was now revealed to be a lot of lies. And so Everybody, I think, is pretty stunned. But the judge, you're right, Jay, has made a big name for himself in this case.
Well, but the facts of the case, though, I mean, this was an underage kid who illegally possessed a weapon and drove 100 miles to go and get into trouble. I mean,
he was a white supremacist and that he was going to hunt black people and the president
well, he
of the
had
United
a,
States came
yeah,
out and
social
said he was
media
a white
had,
supremacist.
Yeah, well,
but he wasn't.
There's no
proof that he was, and he actually ended up shooting white people, not black people.
The bottom line, though, is this is not an open and shut self-defense case. It's not. And,
so
and I know people
then?
Who support him want to say that it is, but it's not. Well, Doug, it's motive. You illegally possess a weapon and you drive 100 miles.
Guilty as hell.
It's actually not about motive. And I know Jay wants to get in with these social media comments, but what it's about is if you bring a gun to a party, can you claim self-defense? So it is, yes, Victoria, about whether or not you can claim self-defense, but it has nothing to do with motive. In fact, it really doesn't because he came there. He said he was protecting property. It doesn't really matter. He shouldn't have been there. I think we all agree on that. But what was said is that he was attacked by these people, and the video shows that he was. And actually, one of the surviving people that he shot said, yeah, we pointed guns at him. But the argument is, if you bring a gun someplace and you're not supposed to have it, can you claim self-defense if maybe you having the gun might have sparked the reason why you're in this trouble? So,
yeah, I think that's
yes,
what happened.
There is an argument about self-defense, but I really think the media needs to do a better job preparing people for
at
least probably just weapons charges. I don't think he's going to get any of these murder charges.
And that's what a lot of people have echoed as well, Jen, that these murder charges should be dropped. However, the other charges of illegally having the gun, being underage having the gun, all of that stuff, he should be held accountable for. And other people have even mentioned the media, that the media riled people up.
Media has no responsibility. Nobody can go after the news media.
They're doing it again because if it doesn't come out the way people think it should, even though they probably haven't watched 30 seconds
Average
of the trial to understand what's going on, there'll be problems.
I just think that when you're an agitator, let's call him that, right? So
if you're an agitator,
he was too, Jen. You don't drive 100 miles with a gun that you illegally possess for no reason.
Property. So
again, right. Property
it's
that he has no connection to
100
miles away.
Yeah, but how is he connected? That's a good question, too.
Yeah. All I'm saying is that I'm just tired of his lawyers now trying to paint him out to be the victim here. If you show up with a gun and someone wrestles a gun away from you and you end up getting shot, you're not the victim.
No one wrestled the gun away from him.
I'm just saying, they pulled guns on him.
His listener, Ernesto, who says a young dumb kid doing dumb stuff, but he did the right thing? The men were supposed to do what he did?
Okay.
Wow.
Sure. Yeah.
A lot of people would probably do the same thing as the point.
He says, that's why I love listening to the radio. Okay, Ernesto, thank you. It's 28 past the hour.
Do you have 3 ex-wives and your current trophy wife wants a life insurance policy 3 times the size of the policies you had to purchase for your previous mistakes? If so, you need to call Big Lou at Term Provider, 800-444-2013. Big Lou is intimately familiar with your problems, and if you're 50 or 60 years old and in reasonably good health, a $1 million policy should only cost about $100 to $200 per month. Big Lou may have a solution for your previous policies as well. you may even save enough money to lighten the load on your new $1 million policy. Remember, call Big Lou. He's like you, except he's only on number two. Call Term Provider at 800-444-2013. That's 800-444-2013. For $1 million in term life insurance that you can live with, call Big Lou at 800-444-2013. 800-444-2013.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications in the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Velvety paper feel, exquisite colors, stunning scale. At Staples, we sweat the details and quality of every print project. Stop by Staples and try our Print Big Promise. We're committed to getting your print job right, to treating your small business like a big deal, and guiding you from start to finish. Get 20% off signs, banners, and posters when you spend $75 or more. Offer ends January 1st. Visit staples.com/services/printing for details. Staples, where small business prints big.
Welcome back to the quickest podcast ever. Brought to you by Kohl's.
Today's topic, Black Friday.
I've been training for it all year.
Like a marathon?
Pretty much. The deals are here, so I've made my list.
Checked it twice?
Yep. And mapped out the best gifts. Like sneakers for my husband, toys for my kids, a cozy throw for my sister.
And for me?
Not telling. There's even an extra 15% off, and you can get Kohl's cash.
So you'll go back for more.
I've taught you so well.
Select styles. Select deals valid through November 10th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, "It's so good to see you," and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Now that the school year is underway, do you know how your child is doing in math? At Mathnasium, each student is provided with a customized learning plan based on an individual assessment. They'll get the live face-to-face instruction they need, either in-center or online, to accelerate their math skills and take on the rest of the school year with confidence. Join over 1 million parents who have trusted Mathnasium to give their children an edge in math. To learn more and to schedule a free consultation, visit us at mathnasium.com. Mathnasium, we're changing lives through math.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
America in the focus, actually, of the world. This is the DJV overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The top 10 stories of the week, according to research done by Talkers Magazine. You can find the list posted. We have them on our website, don't we, and our social media, Jay, both website and social media. The DJV Show.
Yeah, it's DJV Show and DJVShow.com and TalkRadioCountdown.com.
There we go. And Talkers.com. So there, you can get the list, see it, and have your own thoughts. Thought it was interesting. I was looking at some research this week as to how many more people are listening to spoken word formats on the air and on podcasts and that sort of thing. 22 million more people listening this time this year than last year to spoken word things, including most of them listening to us, right? Jennifer in Los Angeles, woohoo! Jennifer, not only here on the DJV program, but also does some mornings on KRLA in Los Angeles. Victoria has a podcast called Beauty Pop, so you can hear her talking. I've suggested that she make me a guest on it at some point in time. I haven't gotten too far of that one yet. Jay, in charge of all our social media, is the mother of Mac, and that's what she does for her side gig. So we all have our side gigs. Meanwhile, at number 8 this week on the countdown, the situation with Astro World and Rust, I suppose, putting those two together maybe somewhat. I think we all know the Rust story, but I don't know that a lot of people know the story of Astro World and the 9 people who died at this festival last weekend. So what Travis Scott is a rapper. He apparently is not much good as a human being. I guess I'm getting that from various accounts, but those to be believed because they're regular news media accounts.
Well, I mean, he's paying for the funerals, and he's, you know, paying for mental health and PTSD counseling. I mean, he's trying to do, you know, all the right stuff that you're supposed to do. When
wouldn't the right stuff
like
have been
this
not
happens
to try to rile everybody up? Yeah, thank you.
Well, sure, but I mean, I'm just saying, like, I don't know if that makes him a horrible human being, but he certainly has a past history of getting people very riled up at his shows, so I don't know. He's going to face lots of lawsuits, I'm sure.
Oh, for sure, yeah, and he's even posted about in past concerts where people have gotten hurt or they got so overheated or they passed out, and he has always praised them for just going that hard for him. And it's
how stupid.
You got to care more about your fans.
Egomaniac.
Mm. Yep. Right. Okay. So number 7, the race relations issue as it wraps itself around immigration and where we're going with all this stuff. I'm so confused by what's going on or not going on. I can't tell you that I really have an authoritative point of view. I do know that there is legislation that has been passed. I don't know if it's been filed. I don't think it's been passed yet, to resolve racial inequities that are a part of, because this was Veterans Week. I'm sure this bill was a part of that focus, a bill to deal with all of the prejudices and the inequities that blacks have in the service. A lot of black service members who fought for our country going as far back as World War II denied advantages of veterans benefits. How the hell do we, where does this come from? The prejudices that, I guess I asked that question
like
a few minutes ago about
what
something else.
This if it's happening.
They
scratch
them from things, mortgages, for example, loans for businesses, college assistance, all those things that the white people get, the black people don't get. And so, anyway,
on what basis, though? That's just
this is going back to 1944 with President Roosevelt when he signed the GI Bill. That was in the
Victoria.
Right, but not to this extent. So what this bill is looking to do is to, it's basically if you are a descendant of a black veteran who was denied all of these benefits, it's called the GI Bill Restoration Act, and so it's going to extend loan and education benefits to living spouses and descendants of black World War II veterans. That's what this bill specifically deals with. But if you're black today in the military, you're not being denied the, you know, loan opportunities or whatever. I mean,
that's what I was going to say. I'm like,
yeah, that's not
that
happening today. Right, yeah.
I do think there are ghosts of Christmas past, if you will, in the service. There's still racial inequity. I can remember in my lifetime, back in the 1950s after Korea, during Korea, when black soldiers were stationed in the theater of operation, there were two latrines. White soldiers went into one pee pot, and the black soldiers went and took a pee in another pot. That's how, and that's not that long ago when you get down to brass tacks. So I think, this, you know, and if it isn't on a sign someplace,
yeah, but let's be
it
clear
still
that
is
that's
in the hearts
of
some
today
people.
Because the way that I think the story came out is like it's still happening today, which piqued my interest. Like,
I think
how in the
is,
world can
point.
You get away with it?
I mean,
this
it
is
may
more
not
of a
be physical. And I'm not sure that I'm crazy about reparation bills, but I will tell you, well, my mind changed a good deal when I found out in terms of my interest in farming how badly treated the black farmers have been in this country who got land after the Civil War, or their families did, and they never got title to it. They can't prove that they own it, so they can't get loans. They can't transfer title to somebody else if they want to sell it because they can't prove that they own it.
Right,
that kind
and see,
of stuff.
That's a perfect example of systemic racism. That's a system that has been at play for so long that has prevented black Americans from building generational wealth.
See,
that's
on
just,
one hand...
That's part of the stuff that does need to be taught in schools, and then everyone's so hung up on this critical race theory buzzword that
well,
no one
because
knows what it is.
Well, because it's buzz,
but, like,
exactly.
That's the kind, but you know, what
too far.
That
doesn't
what
do
happens
it.
With,
let's just
but what happens
fruit.
With black farmers in America, that's something that a lot of people don't learn about in school, that people mm-hmm. should
no.
know.
Well, that's why we talk about it here, because this is like an educational classroom of the year in many respects, and people call me Professor Stefan. I don't mean to lecture people, but I will tell you that this sort of thing, whereas not to have, you know, this be contradictory points, I think the Black Lives Matter movement has gone too far in and of itself on its own. But there are specific instances that the grandstanders don't talk about, like Al Sharpton and these people that are out there to rally the cause, because they don't have any sense. They're New Yorkers. What do they know about what goes on in Iowa? But I do because I've followed it. I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I do a podcast and a weekly radio show called The American Family Farmer. And one of the things I look at, I'm not interested in big ag. I'm interested in the affairs of the small family farmers, and black people are having one heck of a time trying to exist in the agricultural world at the moment because of the prejudices that are still there. So I'm interested in correcting what's still there. Can't do anything about the past, and reparations don't cut it. It sort of reminds me of what Larry Elder said once. I heard him say that he doesn't support white people paying to take care of what was the
phrase? White people who were never slave owners paying black people who were never slaves.
Right. Okay. Thank you. I knew you'd have that somewhere. All right, let's keep moving here. Climate summit. Did you see the pictures outside the summit of the garbage that was piling up over there? I mean, you think about it. This is in Glasgow, Scotland this week. All those people there preaching about protecting the planet, and there are 400 private planes in the airport. And if you see the piles of garbage that are outside all around the conferences, I mean, even up to the doorstep, you know, this has been going on, for about 8 days, I think, 8 or 9 days, and the mess outside. So you have people talking a good game inside, but yet the practice outside, the reality is that people aren't really taking it seriously. That's the way I read it. You tell me I'm wrong, guys.
Well, I can't, because I think you're right.
Well,
there are people who make this a business for themselves, so they fly on their private jets and they go spiel to people who make it religion,
people,
and then they fly
everybody.
Home and live their lives.
No, not everybody.
Yeah,
I don't think that's
fair to say that just because there's trash that from so many people being there, which is that should
well,
have been better.
Well, you'd think
handled.
They'd be smart enough to think of the visual, though, right, Victoria? I mean, really and truly, the visual, the optics of that's not very cool.
Well, the picture that you're talking about, I mean, it's not like it's on the front steps of the building. I mean,
well, it is
street.
Kind of around. It's very visible from what I can see. Anyway,
it's visible. Yeah, well, I mean, that's, you know, go to New York City. It's trash is everywhere.
Well, that doesn't make it right.
I'm just saying.
Yeah,
it's not, you know, it's a suburban area, but it's, you know, I don't know. It's a trash pileups. It's whatever. I think the private jet thing is a lot worse.
Well, I think they're coefficient. But anyway, it's paying attention to those details that ought to be part of what they're doing. And then people take it seriously, because they don't take it seriously if they see all the private jets and they see all the garbage around. Okay, yeah, it's just another way for people to get together and have a good time and have some, you know, good food and drink and yada yada, slap each other on the back. Top stories this week, according to the charts published at Talkers.com and also at DJVShow.com, at number 10, the issues surrounding veterans and Veterans Day this year. Number 9, our relationship with China and, to a lesser extent, Russia. 8, the Astroworld situation, tragedy, and a lot of people pointing a finger at Travis Scott. Number 7, immigration and the problems of race. Number 6, Kyle Rittenhouse and that trial. The summit, if you will, focused on our climate and the weather, actually, this week. It's number 5. Trump is 4, and the political realities of the Republicans. The January 6th investigation continues. COVID-19, number 2, and the controversy about Aaron Rodgers. Perhaps we ought to talk about that next as we continue here in the Talk Radio Review. Elizabeth, what's the deal? Now, you always are running specials at Calitrin. So what's the approach for people to get the best for their buck?
It's so good to give your body back that collagen protein, the way that your body had it when it was younger. Well, right now we actually have a huge fall special where when you buy 3 months supply, and that's where our huge 86% success rate is, you know, it's not a quick fix bad product, but our 90-day supply has huge results. And when you buy that 90 days, you're going to get 90 days free. So you're basically paying half price. It's buy three, get three free, and it's also unlimited. So if you wanted to stock up and save even more, it's on our website. You can buy four, get four, buy 10, get 10. It's on toploss.com. That's TOPLOSS. You can also use the promo code DJV to not have to pay shipping on any orders of Calitrin, too.
Check it all out at toploss.com. That's the Calitrin website that works, and that's why I'm proud to be behind it and endorse it. DJV at toploss.com. Thanks, Elizabeth.
I'm Greg. I'm 68 years old. I grew up in Cleveland, Ohio, majored in business administration. I do motivational speaking in addition to substitute teaching. Part of the reason for my motivational speaking is I kind of feel like I have a calling or giving back to the younger generation. You know, the golden rule is do unto others you'd have them do unto you. My wife, Wanda, is a senior flight attendant. She's been flying for over 30 years. We do laugh quite a bit. I think most adults will start realizing that they don't recall things as quickly as they used to, or they don't remember things as vividly as they once did. I've been taking Prevagen for about 3 years now. People say to me periodically, man, you got a memory like an elephant. It's really, really helped me tremendously.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Greg Fraley is a paid testimonialist and real Prevagen user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who were cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's a people list published every week at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, and also we have it on the DJV social media pages, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and at DJVShow.com. At number 10, the aforementioned Travis Scott. Alec Baldwin is in the 9th position. Nancy Pelosi at 8. Kyle Rittenhouse, 7. Mitch McConnell is 6. Liz Cheney is at 5. No mention of Marilyn Taylor Greene anyway here. Aaron Rodgers is 4. There's a scumbucket if there ever was. Okay. You keep going, Doug. Donald Trump is 3. Kamala Harris is 2. Popularity down to 21%. And Joe Biden, President of the United States, as you'd expect, he'd be the number one person being talked about. That's it. That's the list from Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is our overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. We do this every week, the folks from the DJV Monday through Friday program. All right, so with COVID, is it time to get back to normalcy? You look at some of the things that are going on. I saw something with somebody who had long COVID, thinking that he said that he thought that he would be wearing a mask for the rest of his life when he got on an airplane or went to the supermarket or shopping, that kind of stuff. Do any of us feel like we're going to have to wear masks for the rest of our lives?
No, I don't right now. I mean,
I think everything's on the table. I think so many people have, like, complied and been controlled that, I don't know. But I also live in a city where I can't go to a restaurant, so.
I don't think it should be mandated
or go to a
forever.
Movie. Yeah.
But people probably will choose to. I still wear a mask.
That's what I
want
to know. Yeah. Your choice to do it. It's my choice not to unless I'm required to, but some people think, you know.
I mean, I've popped into the grocery store here and there, but, you know, since I got my booster, I haven't worn a mask. But leading
they
up to that.
They let you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, we're so under mask. You can't do it.
Yeah, there's
not
no mask
Angeles,
mandate
nope.
in Jersey right now. No.
All
and
right,
the kids,
so what about
they're talking about the kids won't have to wear them probably after Christmas. New York and Jersey are lined up in a similar way. And so it looks like the masks for kids in schools will probably go away.
It's kind of funny that our prediction is based on where we live and our current rules. I feel like it never is going to stop. And yeah. I guess that's good. You've given me hope that maybe it will.
Oh, hey. Yeah. What about Aaron Rodgers? Now he's playing into the conversation, his reality in football and whether he is allowed to play or should play. He's become sort of the lightning rod this week anyway for all of this, hasn't he?
Yeah. I think it's just silly that we spend so much time and energy on both sides making him a hero or making him a zero. It's like the guy made a choice about it, whatever he wants to put in his body. He dealt with the consequences. I don't know. I guess I don't see why everybody stumbles over themselves to lift him up as a hero of an unvaxxed movement or as someone who is going to, like, kill public health on the other side of the aisle. So it's just, I don't know. The division that we're seeing over these kinds of things is just really disheartening because it should be someone's choice. He's young. He's healthy. He's trying to decide what's best for him. There's a story out this week that didn't get nearly the same amount of attention where I think his name is Dozier. He plays for the Minnesota Vikings. He was vaccinated, and he's currently in the hospital for COVID-19, and no one seems to be, like, talking about that in the same way they're talking about Aaron Rodgers, who's been fine.
Yeah. There's a lot of phony baloney stuff going on, tension-getting devices, if you will. Thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, travelers. Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5280. 901-424-5280. That's 901-424-5280.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. 800-440-0851. Again, that's 800-440-0851.
We're counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 past the hour now. It's time for us to face the music from this past week when it comes to the world of technology. Victoria, right on top of all the major stories that affect all of us. And so we have the top five, starting with the new electric truck Rivian. And who's buying that? This looks like a lot of dough is involved in this thing this week, right?
That's very true. So Rivian is a California-based electric truck maker, and they raised $11.9 billion in their IPO. It began trading on Wednesday on the NASDAQ this week, and it's the largest IPO since Alibaba in 2014. And so this even surpassed Uber.
And Alibaba is a Chinese company, too, right?
Yeah, yeah. Alibaba owns like a lot of online shopping marketplaces and things like that. But yeah, so Rivian was priced at $78 a share, which was more than what initially people thought it would go for. But this is actually good news for Ford as well, because Ford has a pretty hefty investment in Rivian, and Amazon also backs Rivian. So it's good news for everybody as we move closer and closer to the electric vehicle reality, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's... These
Not
trucks
me.
Are really, well, eventually you will, but these trucks are really, really nice to look at.
Ugly.
Apparently
what do you mean nice to look at? They're ugly.
I think they're awesome looking.
Ugly. Ugh. All right. Number four, talking about electric cars, what are we going to do with the electric vehicle batteries?
That's a question that that everyone's been talking about with all the climate summits happening. And so the technology to recycle batteries for electric vehicles could exist in the U.S. within about 5 years, according to tech experts. And so they said, but the only way that will happen is that if there is a commitment from the electric vehicle industry as well as investment from the federal government. And so electric vehicle automakers are ramping everything up because of President Biden's pledge to increase the number of electric vehicles in the United States. And so essentially right now, a lot of the stuff that is used to make these batteries are minerals that are in the ground in Asia. And so if we can start recycling our own batteries, we don't need to go back to the mines and we don't have to go over to China for it. We can actually just continuously revamp our own, which I think it would be great.
All right, number three, as we head toward number one, a couple of ransomware hackers get it in the neck.
So Attorney General Merrick Garland this week unveiled charges against two suspected hackers in connection to attacks with Revil, which is the Russia-linked ransomware group. So two of these guys have been working on several of the big ransomware hits. Justice Department has seized about $6 million in ransomware payments so far, but that is literally nothing. That's a drop in the bucket, because $200 million has already been paid in ransom. $200 million has been paid in ransomware. And so, I mean, I forget what the number is now, but even in the United States, we've had to pay over $100 million this year alone to pay off ransomware. So
yeah.
It's awful.
Number two, spyware found on Palestinian activists.
Yeah, so this NSO is this spy. It's a spyware company that's based in Israel and has very significant ties to the Israeli government. And so NSO, they make spyware, and it has now been detected on six different Palestinian human rights activists. And these six activists have been working with a group called Frontline Defenders, and that's an Irish-based group, human rights group. And so they found that this Pegasus software, spyware, was on their phones, and this goes to very high level. You know, this isn't just human rights activists. This is journalists and business people and academics, embassy workers. And so this spyware is everywhere. And so NSO is not happy, because the U.S. responded pretty strongly and abruptly and basically said, we're not doing business with NSO, and any companies that do business with NSO, the United States will not do business with. So it's getting to be more and more complicated. And it's probably a story we're going to be hearing about next week as well.
Right. Okay, number one this week,
Robinhood, the trading app. Yeah, so Robinhood has had not great news this week. They initially reported that 5 million users' data had been breached. Now it's actually 7 million. If you do use the Robinhood app, I use it, the first thing you should do, go in and change your password. The next best thing you can do, monitor your email address and know if you've been hacked that way, and also freeze all of your credit reports, because at least if someone has your information, they can't do anything with it if you freeze all of your credit reports. And no one can open an account in your name, not even a credit card or a car or anything like that. So that's the best thing to do if you're in any of these breaches. At this point, all of us have been affected by at least one breach.
Absolutely. The credit card stuff, I've had three or four of those. Yeah. All right, so that's it. Top five stories this week from the world of technology. Victoria and Doug at 59 past the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. As President Biden prepares to sign the infrastructure bill, his economic advisor is hopeful the White House's domestic policy package will pass the House this week.
Consumer prices have soared 6.2% over the last year, and the director of the National Economic Council, Brian Deese, acknowledged prices may not fully return to a more normal level until next year. He says the $1.85 trillion package coming to a vote in the House this week will go a long way towards lowering costs for American families. Appearing on CNN and ABC's Sunday talk shows, Deese said the measure includes provisions that will lower the cost of prescription drugs, health care, child and elder care, and housing, and help get Americans back to work. House centrists have said they will vote for the package if an upcoming Congressional Budget Office analysis confirms White House estimates that the bill is fully paid for. The bill faces even bigger challenges in the evenly split Senate over cost, with no votes to spare. Jennifer King, Washington.
Meanwhile, speaking of prices going up, prices at the pump continue to skyrocket. The White House, though, has rejected more options to drill for oil. One of the first things President Biden did when he became president after taking the oath was to kill the Keystone XL pipeline, and now he's begging OPEC for more oil. Thousands of U.S. military families are faced with hunger.
It's a crisis that existed for years inside one of the most well-funded institutions on Earth. As many as 160,000 active-duty U.S. military members are having trouble feeding their families. Feeding America estimates 29% of troops in the junior enlisted ranks faced food insecurity in the past year. In response, a network of charities such as the Armed Services YMCA and Blue Star Families developing an infrastructure of food banks near major domestic bases. Jason Walker reporting.
More at townhall.com.
Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
A Japanese princess who gave up her royal status to marry her commoner college sweetheart is now a New Yorker. The latest from correspondent Julie Walker.
Cameras flashed and reporters yelled, but the former Princess Mako and her husband, Kei Kimura, didn't stop to speak as they boarded their plane in Tokyo Sunday, leaving behind a nation that has criticized their romance. The newlyweds touched down at JFK Airport later in the day to start married life in New York. He's a graduate of Fordham University Law School, has a job at a local law firm, but still has to pass the bar exam. The former princess declined the offer of 140 million yen, that's $1.23 million payment, to which she was entitled for leaving the imperial family, palace officials said. Julie Walker, New York.
More breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The vax controversy in Oklahoma heating up.
The state of Oklahoma has been granted a temporary restraining order by a district court judge in Tulsa County that blocks Ascension Healthcare from firing employees who have been denied religious exemptions from the company's coronavirus vaccination mandate. The AG's office said, this is a win for religious freedom, and our office will continue to fight against unlawful religious discrimination. Ascension had planned Friday to suspend employees who have been denied a religious exemption and fire them January 4th unless they get vaccinated. Patrick Frost reporting.
Disney and Marvel's Eternals fell 61% in its second weekend in theaters, but it's still hanging on to first place ahead of newcomers like Clifford the Big Red Dog, which is in second place. It was released to like some 3,700 theaters over the weekend, made $22 million across its five-day release. Be sure to check out more on these stories. Simply log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by Radiospirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and we begin this time with the second half of an episode of the Jack Benny program. And then we make an aggressive shift from the comedies to the realm of horror. As we present A Terrifying Tale is produced for Willis Cooper's Quiet Please. At the end of our previous show, we're in the midst of a January 1939 episode. And as it resumes, the gang is about to do their weekly skit. Joining Jack will be wife Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, announcer Don Wilson, and occasional cast member Andy Devine. I believe there will also be some banter about Benny's mock enemy, Fred Allen, as impersonated by Peter Lind Hayes. Enjoy.
Now, to get on with our play, tonight, ladies and gentlemen, as I announced last week, we are going to present our version of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Now, I will play the part of...
Say, Buck, It's none of my business, but did you hear Fred Allen Wednesday night?
Allen? No, Andy, I missed him again. Tell me, what did my Oriental friend have to say? I mean, anything worth probing into?
Oh, he hopped all over you, Buck. Yeah. He said he's going to push your spine so far down your pants you're going to walk like a tripod.
Ha, ha, and poof.
No kidding, Jack. Fred make you look like a nickel.
Listen, Mary, he couldn't make me look like a nickel if my father was a buffalo. He's nothing but a fake.
Fake? Then how come he challenged you to a fight?
That's a laugh. How can he fight? In the first place, he's terribly nearsighted.
Nearsighted?
Yes. I saw him at a party one night trying to make a date with a hall tree. I finally had to tell him that the umbrella stand was her little boy. That guy.
No kidding, Jack. Are Alan's eyes really that bad?
Bad, Don. To him, Hedy Lamarr is just a gorgeous blur. I'd go in the ring with Alan anytime.
Be careful. He might hit you from memory.
Listen, Mary, he couldn't hit me if he put wheels on his wrist and they ran up to my nose on a track. Now, listen, fellas. Come here a minute, will you? I got a secret about Alan that I've been guarding for years. I never was going to mention it, but I'm so burned up that tonight I'm going to show you what a heel he really is.
What do you mean, Jack?
Well, in the first place, he ought to be the last one in the world to ever say anything against me.
Why?
Well, because 12 years ago when we were in vaudeville together, I saved Fred Allen's life. That's why.
You saved his life?
Yes. Now, let's forget it. I don't want to talk about it.
Okay.
Oh, no, you don't. It was 12 years ago in Altoona, Pennsylvania. We were both on the same bill, Fred and I, at the Palace Theater. I'll never forget that night. Alan, who was then a juggler, was standing in the wings waiting to go on. And I, the headliner, stopped to give him a word of encouragement. Hello, Freddie.
Hello, Mr. Benny.
Oh, you can call me Jack. What's the matter? You seem a little nervous tonight, Freddie.
Well, gee, Mr. Benny, talking to a big star like you is quite a thrill for me.
Oh, don't say that. Well, Freddie, Fink's mules are about through, so it's time for your act. So go out on the stage and juggle those clubs.
Gee, I wish I was a great comedian like you.
Well, why don't you try telling some gags while you're out there juggling?
Oh, I can never think of anything clever to say.
You see, folks? Well, keep plugging, Freddy. You might get there one of these days. They're ready for your act now. That was his theme song, folks. Chinatown. Get it?
My first trick, ladies and gentlemen, will be juggling three Indian clubs at the same time.
Three clubs, some trick. There he goes, dropping him as usual.
Darn it.
We want Jack Benny.
Yeah, bring on Benny.
Altoona was one of my best towns, folks. Gee, Alan is nervous.
And now for my next trick, ladies and gentlemen. I will juggle three Indian clubs and a cannonball at the same time.
Cannonball? I never saw him do this one before. Say, that's pretty good.
Oh!
Good heavens! The cannonball dropped on Alan's foot. He's hurt badly. Ring down the curtain. Stand back, everybody. Give him air.
What happened, mister?
Can't you see? He dropped a cannonball on his foot.
Oh!
Don't worry, Freddy. I'll take you to the hospital at once. And you're gonna be all right. Well, folks, we finally got Alan to the hospital. And after I paid his entrance fee, which I never got back, they took him to the operating room, and the doctor called me aside and said,
Mr. Benny, I'm afraid this is serious.
What do you mean, doctor?
When that cannonball dropped on Alan's foot, it severed the femur and the anterior portion of the tibia.
Oh, my goodness.
There's only one thing that can save him.
What's that, doctor? I'll do anything.
He must have a blood transfusion immediately.
A blood transfusion? Thank you. Well, doctor, all I can say is, this unfortunate young man is my friend. And if my blood can save his life, I am ready.
Stay tuned for more Jack Benny and the Gang right after this short break on When Radio Was.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Imagine your Wi-Fi was a highway. So what is Wi-Fi 6? Well, Wi-Fi 6 adds more lanes to your highway, increasing speed and performance. TP-Link's routers lead the way in this sector, so we asked Amir Kaptan from TP-Link to help define Wi-Fi 6.
It is more efficient, has higher capacity, faster transfer speeds, and is more stable and reliable compared to the current AC or, as most people may know, Wi-Fi 5 standard.
And it's all about transferring more data.
Schooling from home, working from home, that requires a lot of data transfer, whether it is your spouse watching TV, some playing video games, some are on the school website, virtual learning, and you are on conference calls or video calls. That bandwidth requires a wider highway for traffic to flow, in this case, data.
Check out your Wi-Fi 6 router options at tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals, and during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
And now let's get back to the Jack Benny program on When Radio Was.
So they took Alan to the operating room, placed my foot next to his, and the doctor said to the nurse,
"Are you ready for the transfusion, Miss Stewart?"
"Yes, doctor."
"Then hand me that ice pick."
"Wait a minute, don't I get an anesthetic for this?"
"Yes. Oh, nurse, fan Mr. Benny with a herring."
"If you do, I'll snap at it." "Make it quick, doctor."
"Oh, doctor, doctor."
"Hurry, doc, please. Alan is sinking fast."
"All right. We'll just tap your vein here and attach a hose to it."
"Go ahead, doctor. I'm not afraid." "Oh, I'm in awful pain now, folks. See what I went through for that mandarin?"
"There we are. All right, Miss Stewart, open the valve and draw the blood."
"Yes, doctor."
"My goodness. Here, take it easy, Doc. That's not ketchup, you know." "And don't forget to wipe my windshield."
"All right, Miss Stewart, that's enough."
"Enough? I look like a bottle of milk now. But it was worth it for good old Fred. So thanks to me, the transfusion was successful. And the next day I visited Alan in his private room in the hospital, which I also paid for. "Hello, Freddy. How do you feel, kid?"
"I'm much better, Mr. Benny. And as long as I live, I will never forget what you did for me."
"Don't mention it, Freddy."
"You know, Mr. Benny, since that transfusion yesterday, I feel entirely different. I feel so mentally alert."
"No fooling.
I keep thinking of jokes all the time, and I owe it all to you."
Now, please.
Here, Mr. Benny, have a cigar.
Oh, thank you. I'll smoke it later.
No, smoke it now. Here, I'll light it for you.
Okay. Say, the cigar is very...
Why, darn you, that cigar was loaded.
Oh, ha, ha, ha. That's my first joke.
So you see, ladies and gentlemen, my blood not only saved Alan's life, but made him the comedian he is today. I thank you. There you are, fellas. That little play shows what a heel Alan really is.
Oh, Jack, I don't believe that big cannonball really fell on Alan's foot.
Oh, you don't, eh? Well, for your information, young lady, he still buys his shoes from the same store as Donald Duck. Play, Phil. This is the last number of the 17th program in the new Jell-O series, and we will be with you again next Sunday night at the same time. And don't forget, folks, if you have not already done so, you can help fight infantile paralysis by joining the March of Dimes. You know, Mary, I hated to expose Fred Allen like that, but after all, what could I do?
Well, I don't blame you.
I'll tell you something else, Mary. I'm the kind of a guy that if Alan needed another transfusion, I'd be the first one to volunteer.
Go on. You haven't any more blood than a piece of salt pork.
Good night, folks.
J-E-L-L.
Oh! Kenny Baker appears on the Jell-O program through courtesy of Mervyn LeRoy Productions. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Saving Fred Allen's Life, an episode of the Jack Benny program from January 22nd, 1939. Wally would show up on Jack's show quite a bit over the years. That wasn't Fred Allen in that one, but rather Peter Lynn Hayes impersonating him. I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, we leave the comedies behind, way behind, and return with Willis Cooper's horror anthology series, Quiet Please, right after this.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night. I know many strange tales, many secrets hidden in the hearts of men and women who have stepped into the shadows. Presently I'll tell you of nameless terrors of which they dare not speak.
He's radio's grim conscience, the Whistler. And he's back with another collection of strange stories in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, The Whistler, Death Watch. This 20-episode set sells for $39.98, but Radio Classics listeners can get it today for only $24.98. Save $15 and get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER33. Order The Whistler Death Watch today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code KILLER33. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Holmes, it can't be.
But it is, Watson, beyond any shadow of doubt.
Beyond any shadow of a doubt, you won't miss a When Radio Was episode ever again. Just stream the most recent shows on our Radio Spirits app for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Oh, I suppose you could do better.
Well, you think not? Honey, just sit down and listen to me.
Yes, listen to this. You can't do better than streaming thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, The Whistler, Jack Benny, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. Download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening.
Are you kidding? You are kidding.
No, sir.
How come?
Because we wouldn't joke about free streams. Download a free trial now at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android. Check out the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Just free When Radio Was daily streams.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Have you ever heard of a smart washing machine? Well, the term smart home essentially refers to the connected appliances and devices in your home. And Samsung is a leader in this category with their new smart dial front loader washers and dryers, using artificial intelligence to more efficiently do your laundry. Samsung's Jeff Ingram has more.
These are the first washer and dryers within Samsung's lineup to use artificial intelligence. And what that's going to do is it's going to actually learn the user's preferences and start recommended optimal washing and drying cycles based on how you use the washer and dryer. It's going to take into consideration how much water is used, basically the type of load that you have, more efficiently. It's also going to enable you as to how much liquid detergent for optimizing the load that's in the laundry.
Check out the future of laundry at Samsung.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Welcome back. I'm Greg Bell, and Willis Cooper created Lights Out, which launched out of Chicago in 1934, but a couple of years later, he moved to Hollywood for a screenwriting career. Arch Obler took over. But Cooper never totally left radio, and in 1946, he debuted his other great horror series. And here's an episode of that. It stars Ernest Chappell, with Lottie Stavisky as Marlena, Warren Stevens as Pete, and Charles Eggleston as the old man. And it's from October 10th, 1948.
Quiet, please. Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called Caesar's Cellar.
I looked at Marlena. Marlena looked at me when we heard this old guy talking about Caesar's Cellar. Get a load of this, Marlena, I said. And she picked up a French fry and ate it very quiet while we listened to the old guy. He was sounding off to another old guy, and the other old guy couldn't get a word in edgeways.
So this here Beezer, they always called him Six Fingers Beezer, see, on account of he had six fingers on each hand. He never did build his house. He got the cellar dug, and then he up and hung himself in it. Well, I don't know why, rightly, but there was some talk about the cellar being dug into a cursed ground. Well, I want to tell you, there's been mighty odd doings up there, right, George? Up at Beezer's cellar. What? Well, fires and lights at night. And don't you tell me foxfire. I've seen foxfire, and I know it when I see it. And this here ain't foxfire. 60-odd years ago. And moans, and hooting, and hollering all over the place at night. And trees a-waving their branches when they ain't no wind. No, sir, that's a real deserted place. You couldn't get me up there with a 10-foot pole. That there place is haunted, sonny. I just want another root beer. No, sir. Ghosts and spirits and crawling things that hoot and holler. They ain't in my line.
You getting that, Marlena?
Gosh, no. Ain't been up there since I was a kid in short pants. A clique of us went up there one afternoon in the fall, and we thought we seen a skeleton laying down there on the floor of the cellar, and we cut and run. Never stopped till we got to the C&A tracks. Yes, sir, sonny. Thank you for the root beer. That there's a place to shun, and by golly, people shun it. Well, hey, it's right out past the cemetery, where you turn off to the Strickfadden Road. But it'd take quite a lot of finding. About 3 miles east, there's a big elm tree that was struck by lightning.
Come on, Marlena, I said. We sort of drifted out of the place. The car was parked up under a big tree by the side of the road. Pete was sitting there with a P-38 pistol he brought back from the war, with his feet on the suitcase with the $82,000. We stopped to count it on a side street in Wilmington on the way down from Chicago. We watched the state cops go on past us down 66. Then we switched the license plates and jogged on after him. Pete wasn't taking any chances. He had the snoot of that P-38 in our faces the minute we walked up.
You ought to make some kind of noise or something. I might not let you have it.
Put the gun away for a minute and move over. Get in, Marlena.
Did you bring me a sandwich?
Barbecued pork, all right?
I could eat it raw. What's cooking?
Sonny's got an idea.
What now?
You scared of ghosts, Pete?
I ain't scared of anything.
Well, that's good.
What's this about ghosts?
We might run into a couple of them where we're going.
An old man with six fingers on each hand.
Oh, a cop?
He hanged himself 60 years ago.
What is all this double talk?
Quit hollering and eat your sandwich.
Listen, what are you figuring on?
I found a place to leave the bag with the money for a while things cool off.
Leave the bag?
Well, what'd you think I was going to do?
In that cellar?
What cellar?
Stanley, are you crazy?
Listen, how'd you like to let me in on this, huh?
Listen, this is a haunted cellar, see? The old man says nobody ever goes there. They're scared to go there.
So am I.
Oh, can up, Marlena. There ain't anything to be scared of.
Only ghosts.
Well, you can always go riding around the countryside if you want to, asking some hick cop to take us. Yeah. It's always the way with you amateurs.
I'm no amateur. I shot the guys, didn't I?
Who told you to shoot? Who told you which ones to shoot?
Huh? What are you beefing about? I didn't say anything.
Well, I wished I'd never got into this.
For a nice chunk of $82,000, you wish that.
Well, but do we have to do it this way, Stanley?
You think of a better way?
Where is this place?
2 miles from here.
What are we waiting for?
That's my boy.
Oh, we won't have to stay around there long, will we, Stanley?
Why, listen, baby, you think I'd go there at all if I didn't have a hot suitcase to take care of?
Leave right away.
I will.
We all will. Whether old Six Finger shows up to scare us or not.
Don't, Stanley.
Which way, Stanley?
Well, the old fella said something about a road.
Strict Farden Road.
Well, look now, but the reason I was asking is there's a motorcycle coming down the road back there.
Where?
I was just kind of interested in our next move. Not that I haven't got ideas of my own.
Now, put that gun away.
I was only going to ask him a question.
But Pete didn't have to ask him a question. Marlena stepped out of the car, and she walked right up to the man in the blue suit, and she said, "How do I get to Strickfaden Road, officer?" Now, the officer told her, just as polite as the head waiter. He'd have been awful surprised if he'd known what was pointing at him while he was being so nice to the cute little redhead. What you don't know won't hurt him, I always say. And we relaxed. Well, so we found the road all right. We drove along slow, little old Model A Ford with Indiana license plates. And we were pretty quiet. I don't know what Pete was thinking about in Marlena, but I know what I was thinking about. Trees hanging low over the road. Trees that moved their branches when there wasn't any wind. And lights in the night that wasn't foxfire. Whatever foxfire is. And pretty soon there was a great big old elm tree alongside the road, and it looked as if it had been struck by lightning. So we stopped. Then there wasn't any trees waving their branches or any funny noises. But we found Beezer's cellar. I wish we hadn't. There was the elm tree that was struck by lightning. There was a fence that we busted down. There was a kind of path. Or it had been a path once. And it was all I could do in the dark to bust my way through the underbrush with a flashlight. And Marlena and Pete waiting in the car ready to go into a smooching act if an inquisitive cop pulled up. Smooching. With a Heine pistol aimed under his arm over the side of the car. It was a lot easier getting the $82,000 than it was crawling through the bushes looking for Beezer's cellar. I pretty near fell into it. It didn't smell very good. There was water in spots in the bottom. And it looked haunted enough. Kind of felt my back hair coming up, but I said, yeah, well, it's better than one of these little iron rooms they got down in Stateville. And I went back after Pete and Marlena. We ran the car off the road, hoping nobody would see it. We lugged the suitcase back through the underbrush. I jumped down. Pete and Marlena climbed down after me. Good deal, huh?
Looks haunted, all right.
I don't like this, Stanley.
Well, let's stash the bag and get out of here.
How are you going to do it?
We'll dig a hole, jerk, and bury it.
What with?
Well, didn't you... Oh, Fert.
Oh, wait a minute, Stanley. I see something over there against the wall.
Flash the light.
I thought I saw it when I climbed down.
A shovel.
Ain't that convenient.
Maybe the ghosts left it here.
Cut that out.
Scare you, kid?
Well, cut it out.
Yeah, thanks, Marlena. Hold the light, Pete. No, turn it out quick. There's a car coming. Okay.
To make so much noise?
You want to dig? I'll hold the light.
Wait.
What's the matter?
Shut up. I thought I heard somebody.
Go on, dig.
Pick up the bricks.
Okay.
Let me hold the light and you can both dig. We'll get out of here quicker.
Okay. Boom.
Don't do that, Stanley.
Yeah, nobody gonna hurt you, kid.
No, but...
Here, come back with that light.
Come on, let's stop kidding around.
I'm going to sit down.
You'll get all wet.
No, there's an old busted chair here.
Oh, for the love of...
All right. There.
Yeah, now let's go. Now what's the matter?
Stanley, you didn't sit in this chair, did you?
You kidding?
Pete?
What's the matter?
Somebody's been sitting in it. The seat's still warm.
And she dropped the flashlight, and it rolled down into the hole we'd been digging. The light went bouncing down and down and down and down, hundreds of feet we could watch it, twisting and turning and lighting up the sides of a deep, smooth shaft that seemed to have no bottom at all. And there we were in the dark, down in Beezer's cellar, a darkness pushing down on us. There was a sound somewhere, way far off, that seemed to come up to us from the bottomless pit we had opened. And I swore. I lit a match. Pete and Marlena were leaning over the edge of the hole. Marlena jumped back and she started screaming. And she wouldn't stop till I slapped her face a couple of times. I said, cut it out. You want all the cops in the state to come running? She grabbed me by the arm. She was yammering like a baby. She passed out cold. Only the quick grab that Pete made kept her from falling right down the hole. Well, Pete and I slapped some of the dirty water in her face. Pretty soon she sat up. She started to cry. And it started to rain. Look, Pete said.
Look, I don't go for this, Stanley.
Scared of ghosts.
Oh, nuts. There's no ghost, but I think we can find a better place to bury our dough than Mr. Beezer's cellar.
Let's get out of here, please. Let's get out of here.
Cut it out, Marlene.
No, let's get out of here. I tell you I know.
You saw a reflection of the match down this old well.
Well? Sure, that's what it is. It's a well. Some of these old houses had a well right in the cellar. I remember it from when I was a kid. And we busted into the well.
I saw... He's looking at me.
Cut it out. You didn't either.
We'd have been in a swell fix if we dropped the suitcase down the well.
Yeah, I'll say we would. Yeah, let's dig another hole. Shut up, Marlena.
Let's get out of this. I'm getting soaked.
Yes, let's get out of here, Stanley.
Go on, you two, if you want. I'm going to get this suitcase planted.
Come on, Pete.
Yeah. Hurry up, Stanley.
I'll hurry.
And drop that light.
Please, please, I'm scared.
All right. Cut it out.
Hurry.
Don't make so much noise.
Wait, I'll light a match. Oh, on the other side, I guess.
What's the matter?
I can't find a place where we climbed down.
Over this way. No.
This side.
Oh, that way. Steve.
Yeah?
What's the matter?
Wait.
Say, you know something, Stanley? Know what? Something's happened.
What are you whispering about?
Listen, Stanley, I've been all around the walls of this place, and that busted place in the walls where we came down ain't there anymore.
What are you?
I'm telling you, Stanley. Light a match and look for yourself.
And I struck a match, and I shielded it carefully in my hands. And I looked around the walls of Beezer's cellar in the drizzling rain. And you know what? There wasn't any way out of that place that I could see. The walls, all four of them, was as smooth as glass. And from way, way down deep in the earth, I could just see a little bitty gleam from that flashlight. I thought to myself, I see what Marlena meant. It does look like eyes now, don't it?
You're listening to an episode of Quiet, Please, on When Radio Was. We'll be right back in a moment.
I'm Al Simon, 91 years young. I created Balance 7 20 years ago. At 67, I went to see the doctor for the first time in my life and found out that I had medical problems. He told me that was normal for my age. I don't believe God intended us to be sick and old. I decided to find something to bring my health back. For 10 years, I studied pH and how important it is to the human system. Balance 7 gave me back what I lost by getting older. I no longer get out of bed with a joint discomfort. Balance 7 can do for you what it has done for me and many others. In 3 days' time, you'll feel more energy, less joint discomfort, and clarity of thinking. No doctor or hospital can do what Balance 7 can do for you. Balance 7 is the key to unlocking the healthy immune system. Bring your body back to balance.
Order now. Receive free shipping with the code word AL. Go to balance7.com. That's balance7.com. Order now and get your free shipping and a free gift with your order. Go to balance7.com. Use the code word AL.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is.
And I really appreciate you picking up the bill. I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using GetUpside, the free gas app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the GetUpside app?
Yes, up to 25 cents a gallon. Cash back every time I buy gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
Some months I make 200 to 300 bucks.
Wow! That's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free GetUpside app now.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents a gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill-up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
Let's talk about your credit cards. When you first start using them, it's a slow drip. You make charges, then more charges, then bills come, and they keep coming. When you open your statement, the floodgates come pouring in. You realize you have more credit card debt than you can afford, and you're barely making the minimum payments. Wouldn't it be nice to make one affordable payment and have all your credit card bills covered? Make this free call and learn our responsible way to get your credit card bills paid and under control.
Sponsored by Consumer Education Services, a nonprofit organization.
800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. 800-876-3643. That's 800-876-3643.
CESI is not a loan company. The establishment of a debt management plan may adversely affect your credit rating. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance and other charges to undertake collection activity, including liquidation.
And now, let's get back to an episode of Quiet, Please, on When Radio Was.
Down at the bottom of a musty old cellar in the middle of the night, in a hole in the floor that goes down, I haven't got any idea how far, and rain, and a hysterical woman, and a suitcase with $82,000... No way to get out of the place. right, huh? Well, you can explain anything, can't you? A hole in the floor. Sure, that was a well. The eyes she thought she saw. Sure, that was a flashlight reflecting on the water down there. And the way we couldn't get out. Well, maybe the wall wasn't as busted down as I thought it was when we got into the place. Maybe we didn't notice how smooth the walls was.
Yeah, sure. But how are you going to explain that chair seat being warm when Marlene sat down on it?
Yeah, that's right, Pete.
I didn't want to come here in the first place. That old guy scared the life out of me.
There's no such thing as ghosts.
You pick a swell time to make a statement like that, boy.
Well, there ain't.
Maybe there is no ghosts. But there are other things.
Like what?
I don't know. Like things that come up out of the ground.
Oh, cut it out.
Give me a cigarette, Pete.
You're going to sit here all night in the rain?
What'll I do? Fly out of here or something? Give me a match.
Wait, I'll spit for you. Here.
Let's get out of here.
Wait till morning. We'll find a way out then.
I wonder if we could reach the top of the wall if we stood on that chair.
Well, I don't know.
You wouldn't get me to touch that chair for $1 million. It was warm.
Ah, that don't signify nothing.
It does to me.
What about the suitcase?
What?
What'd you do with it?
I'm sitting on it.
Is it warm?
Hot as a pistol.
Oh, cut it out.
Cut it out.
Oh, I'm scared.
Look, babe, I don't like this any too well either.
Sit close to me, please. I'm cold.
I'll move over this way.
Yeah. Don't worry, kids. Yeah, another couple of months, we'll come back and pick up our little prize package here. We'll be warm for life. All of us.
If we ever get out of here.
Ah, come on.
What was that?
You do that, Pete?
No. What was it?
I don't know.
Stanley.
Oh, well, wait a minute, Stanley. I think I know what it was.
What?
Wait. Stan?
What?
Come here. Careful now.
In the damp darkness, I moved toward the sound of Pete's voice. He stuck my hand and put it on the edge of the hole I dug.
See?
What?
A couple of bricks fell in the hole.
Oh. Marlene, get back from the edge.
What is this?
Move back, honey.
Light a match, Stanley.
You got him. You light one.
All right, stand back a little.
And in the light from the match before it fizzled out in the rain, I saw what had made the sound. Two or three bricks had got loosened at the edge of the hole I dug. It'd fallen in. And as I looked before the match went out, two more sagged and fell downward into that bottomless pit. Get back, Marlena, I yelled. Pete lit another match.
Look out!
The crack yawned open, and with a crash, a half a dozen more bricks tumbled into the hole. Below us, I could see the feeble glow of the flashlight way down there. It seemed to me the things crawled far, far below us in that horrible pit. Pete and I dragged Marlena away to the wall. There was a rumble, and the mouth of the pit grew bigger. It seemed that the glow from down there was growing stronger. We sat there, huddled against the slippery walls, frozen cold with terror. Another section of the floor fell in.
The whole floor is gone. Come on, we gotta get out.
Marlena sobbing and Pete and I scrambling at the slippery walls. There wasn't a chance. Then the rumbling stopped for a second. We flattened ourselves against the bricks. In the light that came up from down there, I could see Pete's staring eyes and the tears of fright shining on Marlena's cheeks. I said, we got to get out of here.
Oh, Stanley, help.
Help me up the wall, Stanley.
Ain't no use to try, boys. You can't get out.
And I looked up. And there, sitting comfortably on the edge of the cellar wall, grinning at us in the light that flowed up from the pit in the cellar floor, as the old man Marlena and I had heard at the roadside restaurant. The old man had told the lurid story about Beezer's cellar.
Ain't no use to try. You're stuck.
Oh, help, help.
Don't hoot and holler, lady.
Look, old man, give us a hand, will you?
I heard tell of a fella long time ago that got down into this here cellar. Just like you done.
Well, give us a hand. The floor's gone.
I know. The floor fell in with him, too.
Well, help us!
He killed a feller down towards Manitou. And he come and hid here in the cellar.
Give us a hand out of here.
And the same thing happened to him. Never did find his body. More floor falling in, hey?
Come on, give us a hand up out of here. Help us.
Know what's down there? Fire and destruction.
Listen, old man.
Tut, boy. You know you hadn't ought to shot that poor feller at the bank up there in Chicago. Murder's bad.
Listen, we got a lot of money down here with us.
I know it. You're a criminal.
We'll split it with you.
Don't want no part of stolen money, bub.
Oh, help us!
Ain't much more left, is there? They'll never find your body.
Now listen, you old
bum. Now don't call names,
hey,
bub.
Put that pistol down.
That won't do you no good, son. Too bad.
Listen, mister, for the... look, there's a woman down here.
Yeah.
Criminal? Like you too, boy.
But look. Look out, Marlene.
Oh, Stanley! There's any place left to stand.
Here, Marlene.
Kind of figured you was listening to me back there at Saltwether Stand. Kind of figured you'd come a-kiting out here to the cellar.
Mister, listen to reason. Please just reach down and give us a hand.
Kind of figured I'd come along and watch and see what had happened to you. Mighty interesting.
Oh, if I could get my hands on you.
You can't. Not unless I let you.
You can't do this to us. We are people. We are. Help. Please, mister, I beg you.
No, lady. No use of hollering. The wages of sin is death, I always say. You robbed and you murdered, so you got to be punished. See?
You can't sit there and watch us die.
Another hunk of the floor is going. You better move over to one side.
I'm gonna get that old knob.
Put down your pistol, sonny.
Don't get
it. I told you tain't no use.
Please, please don't.
Get him. Get him.
Listen, Sheriff,
I ain't no sheriff. I'm just a feller interested in seeing justice done. I recognized you back there at the restaurant, and I thought to myself, well, I'll just toll these people here over to the cellar, and we leave things take their course.
Look out, Marlene. Haven't you any pity, man?
Not much. Not much for thieves and murderers.
He's crazy, Stanley. There's an insane asylum across the river there someplace. He's escaped from there.
No, son. I ain't insane. Listen. What would you give to get out of there?
You can have half the money.
Ain't much time for bargaining.
Give it all to him, Stanley.
That's better. You ought to be willing to give up all the money to save your life.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
If I was in a fix like that, I'd give anything I got.
Well, we won't.
Yes, we will.
Floor getting hot down there. Mighty interesting. Well?
All right, you can have all the money. Help us out.
I know you don't, Stanley.
Hang it up.
Stanley, how do we know he'll help us? Wait, don't give it to him.
Take it.
No.
And Pete leaped at the suitcase I was handing up to the old man. His fingers just touched the edge of the bag when another section of floor gave way right under him. He fell down and down and down and down, twisting and turning into the fire that kept coming higher and higher up the shaft, reaching for us. And the old man took the bag and set it down on the edge of the cellar.
See? That might have been you, fella. Or you, lady.
Help us out of here.
It's good riddance. He was the one that shot the fellas at the bank up in Chicago. Good riddance, I always say.
Are you going to help?
Sure. Right in the nick of time. Here.
Grab a hold of my hand, lady.
I'm afraid.
You dumb lady. Boost her, mister. Oh. There you are. Just as right as rain. All right. Now, you.
And as the strong arms of the old man lifted me up over the lip of the cellar wall, the last section of the floor below us fell away into the fire. And just as if a play or something was over, the flames died down. First they were yellow, then purple, and then they just went out. Marlena grabbed my arm.
Where did he go, Stanley? Where did he go?
I don't... Hey, old man! Hey!
Stanley!
Come on, let's get out of here. Oh. What's this? Marlena.
What?
He didn't take the money. It's right here. And so I picked up the suitcase and Marlena and I hacked our way through all that underbrush back to the road. We were just opening the door to the car to get in, go away from Beezer's cellar, when there was sawed-off shotguns in our faces and lights. I could see the state cop's badge behind the light. He laughed and said, "Come on, kids, we're going for a ride." And it's very comfortable here in the little iron room at Stateville. Then I hear that Marlena's all right down there at the women's prison at Dwight. She can stay there for 20 years. Me? Well, I'm going to move. They got a tight little room here for people to get mixed up in murders. Little room you can walk into, but you can't walk out. All modern conveniences. Electricity and everything. Well, the old fellow said the wages of sin is death. And I guess I'd rather be here than in Beezer's cellar. I really am pretty grateful to the little old fella. The little old fella with the six fingers on the hand that pulled me out.
Today's Quiet Please story is Beezer's Cellar.
And so until next week at the same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.
That indeed was Quiet Please and Beezer's Cellar from October 10th, 1948. The fellow you just heard as Pete, Warren Stevens, was a familiar-faced prolific character actor with hundreds of combined film and television credits from the late 1940s into the 2000s. In 1956, he was seen in a landmark science fiction motion picture, alongside Leslie Nielsen, Anne Francis, Jack Kelly, Earl Holliman, and Walter Pigeon. This film also debuted Robbie the Robot, one of the most popular robot icons in the history of movies and television. I'll name that picture, then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Rock out with MusicRewind.com and Teenage Rebels, a three-CD collection of 80 teen pop, doo-wop, and killer rock and roll classics that will keep you grooving all night. Go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to paint the town red with your favorite Teenage Rebels. Order now and pay only $19.98, plus receive a bonus of reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code REBELS33. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002. Remember promo code REBELS33 for your special savings on shipping. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Money, work, bah.
Huh. Greatest detective in the world. Only trouble is, he is.
The greatest idea in the world is to get the Radio Spirits app today. Never miss a When Radio Was episode again and stream the most recent shows for free. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Let's do them a favor. Let's show them what it costs.
It'll cost you nothing with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Plus, download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening if you sign up for a premium plan. Choose from thousands of radio shows. Sherlock Holmes, Gunsmoke, Burns and Allen, The Whistler, and yours truly, Johnny Dollar, to name just a few. You can also bookmark programs and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
Good evening, friends of the creaking door.
Don't close the door on getting free streams. Download a free trial now. Check out the Radio Spears app today.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
For years, I've been telling listeners that if they want to save money on purchases, and who doesn't, use the free Slick Deals website, app, and browser extension. Slick Deals is a community of millions that helps us sniff out and validate the best deals that you can find at retail and online. And now there's Slick Deals Rewards. It's a brand new program designed to save even more. Slick Deals Rewards works exclusively through the browser extension, available for Chrome, Firefox, and Edge, that enables you to receive cash back at participating retailers, as well as earning points for every purchase that you make through Slick Deals that can be redeemed for gift cards. Along with early access deals, Slick Deals Rewards will also find and try all the best coupons for you with one click. To get going, simply visit slickdeals.net/rewards. That's slickdeals.net/rewards.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, where before the break I was talking about a 1956 science fiction motion picture, which introduced the now iconic Robbie the Robot. The answer is Forbidden Planet. I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it. But hey, visit us at the website. It's whenradiowas.com. And until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com. This is your announcer, Bart Taylor.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.